saved, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you to another edition of the News Hour coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London on this day, the 28th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people wherever you are on this planet, because we know that Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. There are many ways to get through to Radio Biafra. We are not hiding. We are not running away from our enemies. We are here to present the truth and nothing but the truth. We are here to bring you news, views, commentaries and analysis, including your calls and your opinion regarding how we are all going to restore Biafra. We are not actualizing Biafra. Radio Biafra is not in the business of realizing Biafra or actualizing it, because Biafra existed for thousands of years before the contraption, the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, was created. Therefore, we are seeking to restore what has been in existence. We are saying welcome wherever you are on this planet listening to us today. Please, before we continue the normal protocol, you must take this as a duty every blessed day. Please go and tell your friends, as you're logging into Radio Biafra, as you are listening to the patriotic song from Radio Biafra, as our icon goes live on the top right hand corner of your screen or your mobile phone or your app or your whatever device you're using to listen to us, because Radio Biafra can be received on your laptop, on your tablet, on your smartphone, on your mainframe computer, on your Kindle, on any particular platform that receives internet connectivity. In other words, if you can browse with a device, you can receive Radio Biafra on it. People from Onitsha sent us messages yesterday saying, we are very grateful for having received Radio Biafra in Onitsha. That goes to show that where there is a will, there is a way. When people are determined to listen to Radio Biafra, they invariably get it. But the only problem is that it is very, very expensive. Not everybody can afford a smartphone. Not everybody can afford a tablet or a computer. Not even to talk of the data bundle that is needed to be able to listen to it. Because of that, that is why we are pursuing the avenue of acquiring a transmitter as quickly as possible to be able to go back and site it in Biafraland. Once again, we're welcoming you. I'm delighted to say that Carol Monday found some time taking care of her family to be with us today. She is here with us at the studios of Radio Biafra, and also our dear sister, Chidera, who has joined us very meticulously. We love the way that the women are devoted in this cause. They are dedicated, and that is the good thing about it. We want many more women to step forward to the plate. We want many more of them to come forward and lead this very battle. I will gladly support them. If women were to come out and ask for our support, I will gladly give that support to them, because our women are very, very formidable. Not those born in Hausa land, not those that run to Hausa people. But of course, we know that it could be the Stockholm syndrome, where when somebody kidnaps you, you fall in love with your kidnapper. That may be what may have happened to our dear sister, Charity, who is now known as Aisha. They are telling us that she went there out of her own volition. We'll be asking ourselves today, when will all this nonsense stop? When will the self-inflicted humiliation stop? When will the disgrace and abominable acts of some people be able to come to an end? We are asking all these questions and at the same time praying to God and asking Him for mercy. Please, Chidera, say hello to our wonderful people before we go to Carol, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm joining in here, Tennessee, United States.
Thank you very, very much. Your line was not entirely stable there for a second. We'll try and rectify that very problem. Please, Carol, if you may, say hello to our distinguished listeners who are in every country on this planet Earth. These are Biafrans tuned in and listening to Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, via beliehumanrights.org, via peopleofbiafra.org, via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Please.
Yes, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And not just to Brethrens, but to all the friends of Brethren, because I know I have some friends of mine listening also. So I'm glad everybody's logged in. It's on my alarm, 7 o'clock. We're all here waiting, Mr. Ganu.
Thank you very, very much. It is 7 p.m. every evening. If you go to any of the websites that we have listed, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Once again, where to go to? If your friends are asking you, how do I get Radio Biafra, please tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to beliehumanrights.org. Ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. They can get us on all those platforms. If you go in there, if you're using a smartphone or if you're using a tablet, expand the widget on the right-hand, top right-hand corner if you are on radiobiafra.co. Tap on the arrow, which is the play button. It's a universal icon all over the world. Tap on it. You should begin to receive us. If at any point you experience any degree of intermittency in our broadcast, in our transmission to your device, all you need to do is to refresh. If you cannot get hold of us at radiobiafra.co, please go to Bilie Human Rights. If you cannot get us there, please go to People of Biafra. On one of those platforms, you should be able to get us. As we said previously, Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. As always, you can join our discussion program in around about half an hour's time, after we must have brought you the news headlines and the accompanying news summary, and also the opinion of the panelists here in the studio. After that, the lines will be open to take your calls. There are two ways through which we can take your calls. The only reason why we've limited it to only two ways is because the number of calls coming in, if we open up all our platforms like Viber and Tango, and also Skype and phone, it becomes too much. It becomes so overwhelming that we cannot be able to concentrate and do what we are doing. We are busy taking calls all the time. So please, we are pleading with everyone, restrict your calls to the studio line and also the Skype belonging to Radio Biafra. If you want to join us on the phone, it is not terribly difficult. All you need to do is to get your pen and paper and take down the number. Never ever changes. The number remains constant all the time. The number is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. It doesn't matter if you're in the UK, you can put +44 or 078 31 30 8376. We'll welcome all our new listeners, because this is Radio Biafra. We are the listenership of Radio Biafra is spread all over the world, from all the finest and exotic places on this earth, but nowhere is more beautiful than the sacred land of Biafra itself, which is the dwelling place of God, the epicenter of not only human civilization, but the presence of man on this earth. belonging to a continent that has never moved from its axis, whilst others are drifting away and colliding and crashing, Africa has remained where it is. We are not happy with the name. I am not happy with the name Africa itself. But that is what we are lumbered with, and that is what we're going to live with today. Now, let us go to Chidera, please. Chidera, give us the news headlines and accompanying summary, please. Tell us what pedophiles are doing in the Zoological Republic. Please remind our listeners once again through your news coverage this evening that even Professor Ben Wabeze has weighed in to say that he's putting it very mildly that the Igbos have lost their way, which goes to show that what I have been saying all along, what Radio Biafra has been preaching all along, has been correct. Even Professor Ben Wabeze is saying that it's a time for a rethink, that Igbo people are lost. In other words, they don't know who they are anymore. Please go ahead.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that the director of Muslims' Rights Concern, Professor Ishaq Akintola, is saying that Allah says we can marry children, Muslim Rights Concern, Nigeria. We're also reporting the list of pedophile senators who voted yes to underage marriage. Professor Mwabweze is saying that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is drifting. We're also reporting that David Marksman is saying villagers to go to war in Oturukpo. And lastly, the Lagos State deportation is lawless. Now the news in detail. For those that still doubt Nigeria is indeed an Islamic country, since the 1999 constitution of the country makes it lawful for an 80-year-old man to marry an 8-year-old girl. Age is therefore not part of the conditions which must be met before marriage can be solemnized in Islam. Honorable and dignifying child marriage is better than child prostitution, which is rampant in Nigeria, in Nigerian cities and red light zones. In comparison, the globalization and promotion of homosexualism, lesbianism and same-sex marriage is a direct challenge of the Creator's divine order, Muslim Rights Concern, MURIC. The raging controversy on child marriage as it affects the review of the Nigerian constitution has been on the floor of the National Assembly for days. It has also occupied a prime of place in cyberspace as the Nigerian social media has fully gone to town over it. Feminists and other activists acting under the guise of protecting the Muslim female child have also exploited the scenario to lampoon Muslims and their institution of marriage. And in his closing remark, he's saying MURIC appeals to Nigerians to learn the art of tolerance. We must learn to live with one another without attempting to bend any particular group towards a particular mindset. Let us learn to respect our differences. There can be no social cohesion unless we learn to accept Muslims as Muslims and respect their way of life. In the interest of peace coexistence, we advise Nigerians to resist further attempts to stereotype and stigmatize Muslims. It is paradoxical that some feminists and activists now claim to be defending the rights of the Muslim girl child. Where were they when millions of Muslim women were disallowed for registering for votes in Lagos, Ogun, Oyo, Osun, Ondo, and other states in the south on account of their wearing of hijab during the 2007 and 2011 general elections? Why have they remained silent since the Lagos female pupil was given 43 lashes of the cane by a heartless school principal? Is that not child abuse? Why did they leave the Muslims alone to clamor for redress? Parasites, pretenders, and interlopers should stop poking their noses in the affairs of Muslims. Who wants his own daughter to suffer? These people should stop shedding crocodile tears. Nobody can love our daughters, wives, and our mothers more than us. Why are they crying more than the bereaved? We know that the rat should be careful when the cat starts performing ablution. This is from the Director of Muslim Rights Concern, Professor Ishaq Akintola. Pedophile senators who voted yes, this is their list again. One is Senator Abdul Mumin M. Hassan, Jigawa Southwest, PDP. Senator Abdullahi Danladi, Jigawa Northwest, PDP. Senator Adamu Abdullah, Nazo West, PDP. Senator Ahmed Barata, Adamawa South, PDP, Senator Akinyelure Ayo, Ondo Central, Labour Party, Senator Alkali Saidu A, Gombe North, PDP, Senator Bagudu Abubakar, Kebbi Central, PDP, Senator Dahiru Omaru, Sokoto South, PDP, Senator Galaudu Issa, Kebbi North, PDP, Senator Garba Gamawa, Bauchi North, PDP, Senator Danjuma Goje Mohammed, Gombe Central, PDP, Senator Gobe Ibrahim, Sokoto East, PDP, Senator Gumba Adamu Ibrahim, Bauchi South, PDP, Senator Hadi Sirika, Katsina North, CPC, Senator Ibrahim Buka Abba, Yobe East, AMPP, Senator Jajere Alkali, Yobe South, AMPP, Senator Jibrila Mohammed, Adamawa North, PDP, Senator Kabiru Gaya, Kano South, AMPP, Senator Lafiagi Mohammed, Kwara North, PDP, Senator Lawan Ahmad, Yobe North, AMPP, Senator Masido Mohammed, Sokoto North, PDP, Senator Musa Ibrahim, Niger North, CPC, Senator Ndume Mohammed Ali, Borno South, PDP, Senator Sadiq A. Yaradua, Katsina Central, CPC, Senator Saleh Mohammed, Kaduna Central, CPC, Senator Toko Bello, Adamawa Central, PDP, Senator Wesia Odion, Edo Central, PDP, Senator Omar Abubakar, Taraba Central, PDP, Senator Abdulaziz, Jigawa Northeast, PDP, Senator Yao Sahabi, Zamfara North, PDP, Senator Zana Ahmed, Borno Central, PDP, Senator Ahmad Rufai Sani, Zamfara West, AMPP, Senator Ahmad Abdul Ningi, Bauchi Central, PDP, Senator Bello Hayatu Gwano, Kano North, PDP, Senator Ibrahim Abu, Katsina South, CPC. And the question here is, how did they ever get to office as senators? Constitutional lawyer Professor Ben Nwabeze, SAN, says the apex Igbo sociocultural organization, Ohaneze Ndigbo, has lost focus and is now adrift in the nation's political affairs. He blames the development on the leadership crisis rocking the once vibrant group. Speaking at the presentation of his autobiography, Ben Nwabeze says his life, works, and times in Awka, Anambra State at the weekend, Nwabeze calls for the immediate revival of the group to enable it to resume its role in championing the cause of the Igbo in the polity. Where is Ohaneze today, he asked. What is happening to the one and only pan-Igbo organization that can speak for us in relation to the federal government and other ethnic nationalities? Ohaneze today is in disarray, split into factions, and we are all sitting doing nothing. We can't allow this to continue, Nwabeze, who was the founding secretary general of the organization, said. Senate President David Marks' quest for a vast land where he is said to be planning a university in his native Oturukpo Benue State has pitted him against peasant farmers in Asa 3, who claimed that the retired military officer turned politician wants to deprive them of their farmland, their only means of livelihood. The move was said to have started in the first quarter of the year when a delegation of the nation's number 3 citizen, led by one chief Obogo Alapa, met some Asa 3 elders to inform them of the proposed university, which it stressed would bring development to the area. It was learned that the villagers told the delegation that they welcomed the development, but that they needed to know the exact size of land and in which area of the village before they could give their terms. Once again, the Lagos State government deported Nigerians from a Nigerian state, an action that is as lawless as it is vexatious. Newspaper reports last week indicated that the Lagos authorities, out of possibly excessive enthusiasm and certainly out of pitiable ignorance and overreach, rounded up all manners of the city poor from the streets. 67 of them, put them in a vehicle and transported them across the bridge to Onitsha, Anambra State. The Lagos State government crossed two state lines to dump its human cargo. The question, of course, is, why Onitsha? It is provocative, both as a question and as an action. It underlines the Lagos State government is in the care of the ones who think the immigrant poor should not be seen and who promote an active policy of xenophobia. These deportations have become a ridiculous challenge by the government of Lagos on the validity of the Federation as shared national space, the powers of the federal government, and the rights conferred on the Nigerian citizen by the Constitution of the Federation of Nigeria. This is the news of today, 28th of July, AD 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for giving us the news. We are very grateful for that. Once again, we are reporting to the hearing of the entire humanity that there is no end to the disgrace and the shame that calls itself the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place inhabited by animals, people who are incapable of reasoning. We will continue to remind them of their folly. We will continue to remind them of their mistake as human beings. We will continue to remind them of the hopelessness and the stupidity of their ways. Today, we are reporting that a group calling itself the Muslim Rights Concern in Nigeria is telling us that Allah, according to the Quran, says that they can marry children. They can marry little babies. By the way, all this news you can find on Radio Biafra website, which is radiobiafra.co. That is our main website. The other ones are the listening posts where you can go to listen to Radio Biafra. But if you want up-to-date information and news regarding how we are going to get Biafra, you visit the website www.radiobiafra.co. There you will find all the information you need. And let us go and bring to you, the listeners, the direct quote coming from this very group. Age is not part of the conditions which must be met before marriage can be solemnized in Islam. What they mean to say is that age is not a barrier preventing you from sleeping with anybody. You can have sex with any girl, any child, any baby. Age is not a concern. That's what they're saying in their own words, not mine. Age is not part of the conditions which must be met before marriage can be solemnized in Islam. Honorable and dignifying child marriage. I don't know what is honorable and dignifying about marrying a child of 6 years old. God help us in that useless place. God help us. Everybody who proposes that we remain in Nigeria, anybody like Professor Nwabeze, who will come to later on, who is telling us that we need Nigeria, Igbos need Nigeria more than Nigeria need Igbos. My God, they should be able to follow what we are talking about. Professor Nwabeze is now in effect saying that you can live in a country of savages and barbarians. This type of law is not in England. This type of law is not in the US. This type of law is not in France. This type of law is not in China. This type of law is not in Russia. It's not in Australia. It's not in Japan. It is not in any civilized country where you have people claiming they are Nigerians. Because as we keep saying, what is good for the geese is also good for the gander. Are they telling us where they are? If you are carrying a green passport and you're telling us today that you are proud to be a Nigerian, what pride is there that people from your country, they had the temerity to write this thing into Nigerian law? Abdul Salami Abubakar and the Sokoto Caliphate, when we tell people that the owners of Nigeria are Hausa people, they don't listen. After a while, all the evidence will be there for everybody to see. Eventually, you see all the evidence yourself. It's happening now. This is part of the constitution of Nigeria. Nigeria says you can be a pedophile. That is what the law in Nigeria says. So everybody, not just the senators, everybody who claims they are Nigerians, if you're proudly in support of Nigeria, you're a pedophile. From today, anybody that says to me, I am a Nigerian, I'll call you a pedophile to your face. Let's go to court and I'll prove it that you're a pedophile. Because the constitution of your country, the laws under which you are governed, it is the constitution of Nigeria that gives you the right to exist as a Nigerian. If you are sworn in as the president of Nigeria, they give you a copy of the constitution. That constitution says you are a pedophile. You are a sex attacker of small children. Shame on all of you that call yourselves Nigerians. You have no shame. Animals are better than you. Calling Nigeria a zoo is an insult to animals. You people are lower than vermin. You are the lowest of the low. If you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, you are a disgrace to humanity. They are telling us there is something honorable and dignifying about child marriage. that it is better than prostitution, which is rampant in Nigeria. Who brought prostitution into Nigeria? The same Hausa Fulani people, in connivance with their Yoruba cowardly conspirators. You made life impossible in the country, and the women reverted back to what they know best, to take off their clothes in order to be able to feed, in order to survive. That is why Nigeria has the highest rate of prostitution anywhere in the whole world. It is a disgrace. It's a shame. Sometimes you say to yourself, thank God for HIV. At least some people will think before they engage in certain things. In comparison, they are saying the globalization and promotion of homosexualism, lesbianism, and same-sex marriage is a direct challenge of the Creator's divine order. This goes to show that the Biafran people are the only sane people in the whole world. In other places, in the US, in Britain, everywhere, they are saying men can marry men. Women can marry women. They are kissing and holding hands on the street. In Hausa Fulani places and in the so-called Islamic world. Now, let us put this into context. The people that gave us the Bible are saying man can marry man. They can wed in the church and be kissing in front of God, in the front of the cross, the Holy Cross, in the church. They are wedding in England. Men are marrying men in England. But they gave us the Bible. They said, oh, God said this, God said that. Why are they not doing what God does you do? Why are people telling us that, oh, we must follow the new commandment, but the people that brought it, they are not following it? If they are godly, if the same people that gave us the Bible are godly, why are they allowing man to marry man? Why are they allowing women to marry women? Which is in direct contradiction of what the Holy Scriptures is saying. We must speak the truth, because this is Radio Biafra, the only place, in fact, on this planet where you can receive the truth. CNN is not reporting this. Is BBC reporting? The answer is no. But in their own country, they are planning to sue Google for not warning people about child pornography. But something decadent is happening in Nigeria. Satan is unleashing his dark forces on the people of Nigeria, and they have kept quiet. They gave us the Bible. But they said now man can marry man, woman can marry woman. Let us see the people that gave us Quran. What are they saying? Quran is telling us that Allah is saying, Muhammad is saying, you can be a pedophile. That goes to show people that when we say that Biafra is the purest of the pure, people don't understand it. Because we don't subscribe to any of these views. Never. It's not in our nature. That goes to show that what we had before the Bible came was infinitely better. What we had before the Quran came was better. This is this evening to tell you that to be a Biafran is a privilege, is not a right. That goes to show that indeed you are a child of God. Because none of you will subscribe to this nonsense. Homosexualism, lesbianism, all this crap. None of you will subject yourself to child pornography, to child molestation, to child rape. Because having sex with somebody who is underage is statutory rape in England. This is the world we are left in. Yet you see people fighting over Bible and Quran. I'm a Christian. I'm going to church. I'm going to see the God of Oyedepo, God of Yoruba people. The people that gave you the same Bible are marrying men. They know they cannot give birth to children. Haga hamulinwa. A man cannot conceive. The essence of being in a relationship and man and woman cohabiting is for procreation, to give birth to life. Women can't do it alone. Men can't do it alone. It is a biological, it is a natural fact of life. That is what life says. You can't do it. They want to turn things upside down. They are telling us in that zoo, I don't know why God has left Nigeria to go to other places to bring earthquake and tsunami and volcanic eruption. All these things should be happening in Nigeria to obliterate it from the face of the earth. It's an abomination to come from that place. They are telling us about Reggie. This, they had the temerity to put this thing out as a press release. The Muslims had the effrontery to tell us that this same clause we are debating, this same clause that people are talking about, is part of Nigerian constitution, so that people understand the senators did not vote to add this thing in. It's already there in the constitution of Nigeria that you can be a pedophile. Being a pedophile means you're a Nigerian. Anybody who says he or she is a Nigerian, first of all, call them a pedophile. Let them take us to court. Then we're going to defend it and prove it to them, because their constitution says you can be a pedophile. It is there for everybody to see. The type of country that people want us to come from. We have the list of the shameless old men, these pedophiles with 12, 13-year-old wives without shame. And they go to conferences and they meet people and they're shaking hands as heads of state. It's incredible. Professor Ben Nwabeze, for those that know him, is a constitutional. He claims he's a constitutional lawyer. He's the one-time Secretary General of Ohanaeze. He lives in Lagos. He doesn't go to the village. He's more or less a Yoruba man. It's now he's telling us that Ohanaeze has derailed. Mr. Nwabeze, who derailed Ohanaeze? It was you people, the same people carrying money all over the place. They give you money, you'll be speaking from the other side of your tongue. Now, as they say, is it the cattle or the cow or the chicken has come home to roost? The chicken has come home to roost, as they say in England. Things are happening. This is only the beginning. When we speak on radio, Biafra, you write unu deto ye deto nampempa kuko, because it's going to happen. That God will destroy these people one after the other. The shame and abomination these people has brought upon the soil of Igbo land will kill all of them one after the other. This man has the temerity. He claims he's educated. I don't know the type of school they went to. They say he's a senior advocate, but of course only in the zoo. To open your mouth and tell us that Igbos can't do without Nigeria. Abomination. This is the news and the accompanying summary. There's many more to go into as we go along. As you all do by this time, you know the number. The number to call is +44. If you have an opinion, anything you have to say, we are not like any other news media outfit. This is Radio Biafra. There is no other like it on this earth. Here you speak your mind. Here we call a spade, not a shovel. Because we believe in the truth. Because we will remain incorruptible. Because we are whiter than white, regardless of what people will say. Those are the children of Lucifer. They can't do nothing. We have a passage for them in the Bible before Carol comes in and before we go to Chidera for her own opinion as well. Of course, she reads the news, but she's also entitled to her own views as well. So we must give her the leeway to give us the benefit of her opinion. This is what the Bible has to say about all the followers of Masop and Owasrike. Those who are bad at heart. This is what the Bible has to say. This is the book of John, chapter 8, beginning to read from verse 44. So that people understand what Radio Biafra is doing. That we are not going to relent. We are as constant as the true word of God. Not what they are preaching to us. No. This is what it has to say. You belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. These are those following Owasrike. This is for you. For those following Owasrike in committing impunity in our land. Because you people are the last stumbling block we have. Believe you me, not Hausa or Yoruba people. Those criminal elements within Masop, you people are the ones stopping us from getting Biafra. And we'll tell you why during the course of this program today. We'll tell you because this is what the Bible has to say about you. You belong to your father, Owasrike, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of any sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God, hear what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. You claim you pray, you're not praying. You claim you're fighting for Biafra. You don't know what Biafra means. If you know what Biafra means, you will not kill a fellow Igbo person. If you know what Biafra means, you will not kidnap a Biafran. If you know what being a Biafra means, you will not take anybody's property by force. Take their land and claim you're building a library for Ojukwu. If you know what Biafra means, you will take the fight to our enemies. Our enemies are Boko Haram, the Sokoto Caliphate, and Yoruba cowards. Not to be playing local champion. We had to give you that verse in the Bible so you keep reflecting upon it. It is John, the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. Go and read it from 44, I think it's to 50. Go and read it very, very well, because that applies to you. But none of you is capable of stopping us, because what is coming behind us is greater than all of you. We will either get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. This is a firm, solemn promise we give to everybody. Either we get Biafra or all of us will die in the process. Onyawola, manwoke manwany, everybody will perish, so that the vultures will eat our corpses, all of us, one after the other. This is to tell you that Biafra is coming and none of you can stop it. None of you criminal people using Biafra to steal and to cheat can stop us. Nobody can stop us. Nobody. That is why anything we go into, we are successful at it. Please, Carol.
Yes, following that Bible text, I have to say, you asked why there's not been a tsunami or wiped out in West Africa. But if you look at theologists, they say that Satan and God are going to have their last battle in Africa at the Meridian, and 144,000 will survive. Maybe this is what's going to happen. The Muslims definitely, to me, are the children of darkness.
There will be no 144,000. We'll all go down. Everybody will die. There will be no 144,000
left. Well, it does say that they will take us. They will take you with them if we don't stand
up. Everybody will go with them. Everybody. We are going together. All of us. Then let's go and meet God for God to judge who is the guilty and who is the innocent ones amongst us. Mm. Please go ahead.
Yes, we're looking at the Muslims marrying into the children. I'm concerned is why they're doing this now and why it's so particularly strong for them now. Because I think it's a concern over virginity because these satanics have to take a virgin. I once made a wedding dress for an Arab Muslim woman, and before she came for her fitting, we had to sneak her out, the company that I was working for, and take her to have a private operation where they stitched her so that she could bleed on her wedding day because she wasn't actually a virgin. So this is what they do undercover so that they could show that they're virgins. So now the best way for these nasty satanic people to get a virgin is to go and take some young child, because they're not taking a young boy, they're taking a young girl, and that to me is a satanic rite. I noticed on the list of people, the governors there that have voted for this, I noticed a lot of them are PDP, PDP party.
PDP, of course.
A lot of them are PDP. I'm wondering if PDP means Paedophilia Democratic Party.
Possibly.
I think this is what it is. And I noticed that Jonathan Goodluck is the head of that Paedophilia Democratic Party. He was voted in as PDP, same as David Mark. So really, yes, that's all I've got to say, because otherwise we'll get into a bit too much religion.
Yeah, you'll get into too much religion. There's that fight you talked about in the Bible between the forces of darkness and the forces of good. It will be quite sensible for us to revisit it at some point. Let's see what Chidera makes of the news that she presented herself. Let us see which one catches that. We've not forgotten that they are now telling us that the deportation of our people from Lagos is lawless. Of course, you know that. Anybody knows. You can't deport somebody from their own country. You either send them to jail or they are free people. You can't deport somebody from the same country. But only in the zoo, in the Zoological Republic. Chidera, which one catches your fancy? Which one? What is your opinion, please?
Actually three of them here. The first one is what does Professor Ishak Akintola, I think he's a Yoruba man, is saying. I think that what he's saying doesn't just make sense. The fact remains that they are pedophiles, and what they are doing is very wrong, to marry underage children, because there is no how. He's saying that no one loves that their families or their girls, their daughters, more than they do. No, they don't love them, because if you love your daughter enough, you would not give her hand out in marriage until she's of age. Imagine giving out a girl that is not even up to, any girl that is not up to 21 years, her organs are not fully developed. At least I learned that in medical school. Before the age of 21, your organs are not fully developed, especially the reproductive organs. So if he can give his daughter that is under 21 or 18 out in marriage, that means he does not love her, regardless of what he says or what he thinks about it. Then, as for Professor Mwabuizi thinking that one Nigeria is better than, I don't know what he's saying there, but if he's wise enough, he should know that everything, just like he said, is in disarray, and the best thing we can do is to get out of that zoo, like you always call it, and go and get our own country. And of course, what they did in Lagos is lawless. That's not the only law. Everything in Nigeria is lawless. Nobody obeys laws in Nigeria. Everyone goes about doing whatever they want. And until we get Biafra, these kind of things are going to continue. Just like I said the other time, I have an ambivalent feeling on what they're doing to our people in Lagos, because if you leave them there, they will continue to be relaxed. They are the same people that you would tell about Biafra, and they will tell you that they don't need, they're not interested. Maybe now that they're beginning to deport them, they would citizens with us and think of a way to build and organize their own place so that no one would deport them from there. So to me, it's good news to me anyway, because we have been warning them about these things and they refuse to listen. So now that they're deporting them and telling them that they are not from Lagos, maybe, who knows, they can have a rethink and begin to build their own place. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for that. Thank you. It's I'll pick on the issue of Professor Ben Wabeze. They say he's a constitutional expert. I don't regard him as an educated man, because being able to read and write or even post comments on Facebook does not make you an educated person. It doesn't. It means you can read and write. It means you can only read and write. It goes to show that the only people that can be classed as being educated or intelligent are people that follow up what they have learned or what have read. That's what makes you different. You learn from something you have read. That makes you an educated person. Professor Ben Wabeze, we are saying today, you are not an educated man, and we're going to prove it to you right here at Radio Biafra. Professor Ben Wabeze wants us to remain in one Nigeria. We agree with him. He wants other people to be as dumb and as stupid as he is. So we will oblige him. But let us see what the people that Ben Wabeze wants us to be with, what they think of us as a people. Let us go and ask Alhaji Salisu Lamido Salisu what he thinks of Professor Ben Wabeze that wants to be in one Nigeria. How shameful these people are is beyond me. Our ancestors must be turning in their graves, in their millions, because of the type of idiots they bequeath their land to, like Professor Ben Wabeze. They think that somebody living in Lagos, you claim you're a son, you went to school and you got a degree in law, and that makes you somehow an eloquent, erudite person. No, you are nobody. You are an errand boy. You're just a contractor for Hausa people. Who knows, maybe they sleep with you as well to give you contracts to make you relevant in Nigeria so you can pay to have your voice heard on Nigerian newspapers. This is what your friend has to say about you, Alhaji Salisu Lamido Salisu. In 1999, this is what he said about Ben Wabeze and all of us that claim we are Igbos. He's referring to us, and I quote him directly. They have been defeated, these are the Igbos, in war, rendered paupers by monetary policy fiat. Their properties declared abandoned and confiscated, kept out of strategic public sector appointments, and deprived of public services. The rest of the country forced them to remain in Nigeria and has continued to deny them equity. The northern bourgeoisie and the Yoruba bourgeoisie have conspired to keep the Igbos out of the scheme of things. In the recent transition, when the Igbos solidly supported the PDP in the hope of an Ekweme presidency, the North and Southwest treated this as a Biafran agenda. Every rule set for the primaries, every gentleman's agreement was set aside to ensure that Obasanjo, not Ekweme, emerged as the candidate. Now, with this government, the marginalization of the Igbo is more complete than ever before. The Igbos have taken all of this quietly because the reason they have brought it upon themselves. But the nation is sitting on a time bomb. This is from Alhaji Salisu Lamido Salisu when he attended the conference at Arawa House in Kaduna. This happened between the 11th and 12th of September 1999. If you go to Arawa House in Kaduna and ask them for the script or the text of the speech by Alhaji Salisu Lamido Salisu, they will give it to you. These are the people that this same Professor Ben Wabeze is talking about, his own people. It is a shame. It is a disgrace. Our lines are open, should you wish to call us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London on this day, the 28th of July, 2013. We are rather very, very upset at what is happening to us. Every blessed day there is another bad news, one bad news after another. We have had to deal with the issue of the killing of our people. Yorubas are deporting us. Our girls are running to Hausa people, or Hausa people are kidnapping them. Nobody knows which is the truth anymore. And also, we are being told, either accept a Yoruba head of a market, an Igbo-owned market, built by Igbo people, not built by Yoruba people or Lagos State government. We are being told, accept a Yoruba head of market, or you go back to your village. And they are crying for help. on top of the help that our people are crying for, on top of the dead bodies in the mortuaries in the north, on top of the killing by Boko Haram, on top of the lack of education, on top of asking children in Anambra to score 139 when others are scoring only two to go to Unity Colleges. Professor Ben Nwabeze of Atani in Anambra State had the guts to open his mouth to say that we need Nigeria more than Nigeria needs us. It is a disgrace beyond understanding. There is one thing here that Alhaji Salisu Lamido Salisu said, which I like so much, and is the part that I subscribe to wholeheartedly, that the zoo is sitting on a time bomb. The nation is sitting on a time bomb. God in heaven knows that they are finished. Nigeria is indeed on a time bomb, believe you me, because we are going to perish together. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you
Mama,
are.
Mama.
Where are you?
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Radio Biafra. Here is Dr. Wilson from Germany. Today, I'm in Germany. I came to Germany yesterday, but I'm following Radio Biafra. I still stand on what I'm saying about Wazirike. If we didn't lynch Wazirike, we are going nowhere. And make we only on a horror Wazirike, yeah, we Wazirike. Can I move forward? Enough is enough. We will not stay and be dying every day. Every day we keep on lamenting the same thing. Every day we keep on singing sermons. Every day we have already said it with a in the Bible or whatever. But I'm saying up to you today, if I have the opportunity, I will kill him. And I believe if I die, I will go to heaven. Wazirike is turning to be Isaac Rabin of Israel. He took the promised land and gave to the Palestinians. Wazirike is a problem to the Igbos. So the best thing is to move this guy away. I'm begging every Igbo man, every Igbo woman, anywhere you are, if you have every opportunity, finish this guy. Let us move forward. Enough is enough. Thank you, Radio Biafra. God bless you.
Thank you very much. We are not asking for anybody to actually kill him, no. God should do the same thing he did to the people that went and molded graven image. The people that went turned into idolatry, which is idol worship, when Moses went up the Mount Sinai to go and get his commandments, which is exactly what we are doing. And for those not familiar with what we are saying, we'll continue to say it until the truth is hearkened unto, until we learn to respect the truth, that truth is paramount. Call Radio Biafra and tell the whole world what we did at the editorial board of Radio Biafra, or what Nnamdi Kanu did, the host and director of Radio Biafra. The world wants to hear it. We don't have any secret here at Radio Biafra. We put everything out in the open. This is what he had to say about these people. You belong to your father, those in Masop following Wazirike. You belong to Wazirike, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer, killing our own people. Killing our own people and kidnapping them. From the beginning, he's been doing this. Not holding on to the truth. Every day, Biafra is coming. Now, they have turned into Agadagba Chiroza. They are the ones stopping us from moving forward. And we'll tell you how they are stopping us from moving forward. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, which Radio Biafra will continue to tell, even if it leads to our death, we don't give a damn. You do not believe us. Can any of you point to what we have done wrong in this struggle for Biafra? One thing alone, not speculation, not innuendo. One thing, the answer is none, because Radio Biafra is whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. There is no blemish. We are like the lamb. There is no blemish, and that is where we're going to get Biafra, in truth and honesty. We will not kill anybody. We don't wish him death. We wish God to do to him what he did to all the people that turned traitors against the children of God. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting from London. Go ahead.
Okay, afamo bu Umugoji Johnson Chibike.
Kebi si na akpo.
Ana akpo from Nigeria.
Go ahead, we are listening. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, because Adam, I'm highly impressed with what is really going on here.
Yes.
In fact, the thing about the whole thing is that all this word, I know my car, Biafra, Biafra. But I don't know, the Biafra, when I come from, the making of an African legend. So, only the Biafra of Frederick Forsyth.
Yes.
So, I don't know, I don't know. So, I don't know, 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 Nigeria. After I go to the Biafra, then I go on Kitchen, there was a country.
Yes.
And you're matter that now, I'm in Nigeria. So, from there, somebody will introduce to the website radiobiafra.co. So, yes. This is so much impressed with what is really going on. So, I'm so much impressed. So, after me, this is a kind of opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
you. Then, when you're younger, like you, they can hear I actually achieve. Ogadem will be my main achieve because even as it starts now, starting from the day, enjoy the resistance, which is from day before yesterday, animate is here. I'm like, I wanna hear I na pursue. I happen now, like, if you're wearing here, Basara religion, Tinia, if I maybe it's like in yesterday broadcasting, Kimberly, in some churches. Over this thing, now say, you know, now when you go to church, you got quiet. And now, you know, you are like, you involve church over it. So I'm now here, that even, in fact, when I'm going to go on that, as a matter of fact, when you're on that, I got him now, kill him, you any whim, because I chopped on that, many hour money. Oto say that in Obi, I think I show time, maybe. So here I end up pursuing now something, believe, and I got like a guy with a wire and wire, follow and wire, with God on our side. We definitely achieve what we want to achieve. So it can happen now, maybe like maybe we're you now because say for the church, maybe the hammer and kahammer and cause. I'm like I name made this thing. I wouldn't want well with Obi one name me like an internet na Facebook. I want to know the ad I've been out joking this group is all about. Some people instead of echo around those people here I name me and here actually with it. Some people with the power here now say okay, hey, man, I do this kind of question that now you know use some abusive word on people. It's not supposed to be like that. So I want to I could say I wanna this Biafra I na pursue ka I would a different person from Nigeria and Ndausa because nda how mad. Every average Biafra man believed that now all humanity, all humankind under God, all humankind are one family under God. So all here I did so can happen but I be worry maybe I be worry you because all we here do we me all here get you aware near me so I can contribute to so any other missing get you contribute. In fact, starting from the day I'm for this thing and me follow here up today now I'm other things and then mega sir like email add some of my friends and my name was non self so now I got visitors so thing so. Thank you very much again.
Ntabwadege, thank you very much, my dear brother. You're welcome. We'll continue to do God's work. I will tell you today so you go and tell other people. We call a spade a spade. There is no go area. There is no place you say, oh, this is a no-go area. Please don't touch that subject. No, we treat everything. We expose every evil. Yoruba churches are evil. Anybody going to Yoruba church is not worthy to be a human being. They are deporting you from Lagos. They are Wolowo presided over the death of my people, 3.5 million. He's a Yoruba man. They went to Ladikwa Market and closed Ladikwa Market down, gave our shops to Yoruba people. They did the same thing at Yaba Market. And you're telling me that Yoruba churches are good? God will punish all of them. This is Radio Biafra. We call a spade at Radio Biafra. We bring in religion. The same people that gave us the Bible, they are telling us that a man can marry a man. Have you heard of such nonsense before? A man marrying a man? The same people with Arana Kukwonso, saying that you're naked in song. Now, why are you not working? And you're telling us not to talk about it? This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. Even if it leads to our death, the truth must be spoken at all times. Because my ancestors taught me through all my generations to my father. Ezioku Bundo. If you come to my house, anytime you come to my house, and knock on the door, my father will ask you to go and open the door. Because he speaks the truth always. That was how I was brought up. I am not afraid of the truth. I will speak the truth. Yoruba churches are evil places for our people to go to. That is why somebody can come in, born of Igbo man and Igbo woman, and say, what is Biafra? You must be imbecilic in the brain not to know what Biafra is. If your parents fail to tell you about Biafra, they have done a disservice to you. If you are crying away from Radio Biafra Facebook page, go back to your parents and ask them, why did you not tell me about Biafra? My son, Onemeka, drum it into his brain every blessed day. You are a Biafran. Igbo is in Biafra. That's where you come from. He goes to school here. They are saying, oh, because of him, they brought in West African geography by force. He will tell them in the class, I'm from Biafra. Let them go and look for where it is. We don't excuse people who are ignorant. Because as they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Imen Hojo, you go to prison regardless if you know the law or not. If you don't know about Biafra, you are ignorant of the law. The first cardinal law once you give birth to a child is to stand that child up as your bearing Dumbleko called in Igbo land. You're telling your child you are a Biafran. He will never leave them. Thank you very much for calling, my brother. I love your tenacity and your advice is well taken. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Carol, you said people said they're not hearing your voice. Why is that the case?
I don't know. I've had some messages from people in Malaysia saying that they... I don't know if it's my voice or the microphone. Can you hear me clearly?
Is your voice, I think. You're not speaking up. Maybe that's a problem.
I'll raise my voice. I'll shout from now on.
No, please do not shout. We want to be civil.
Apparently women quarrel, so you know I'm going to shout a bit today.
Yes, you know, is it in their nature to quarrel? Is it in the nature of women to quarrel?
Well, we have to correct you men sometimes, no?
No, because somebody said that woman means woe unto man. Is that correct? Woman means woe unto man.
That's not what it means.
Are you sure?
It's womb. It's to do with the womb. It's not to do with woe unto man.
They said it's woe unto man because if you remember, it was Eve that deceived Adam, not the other way around, and it's been happening ever since. Let us take this call and we'll come back and because they will hear your voice. That this is Radio Biafra. Please be kind enough to give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are, please. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is HK Ogwanya from South Tome.
HK Ogwanya from South Tome and Principe, is that correct?
Yes.
We are very well, thank you. Are you one of the people that we are airlifted from Owerri to Sao Tome, or did you go there recently?
No, I'm here almost 18 years now.
Okay. They are kind to Biafrans, Sao Tome and Principe. We are the friends of Biafra. So please go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm very happy over that. And I would like you if you can make it possible so that... Biafra will be Biafra. No mind what other people are doing. But as I hear your voice, I mean that you are really a Biafra man. And I'm very... So I'd like you to come do your own contribution for you to make Biafra feel. That is my own contribution. And the only thing I want you to do here is that I'm contribute my own contribution.
Yes.
What do you say?
Thank you very much for your message. The quota we want you to contribute is how many Biafrans are there in Sao Tome and Principe where you are?
We have to 80 to 90 hundred.
80 to 90 hundred. Do they all believe in Biafra?
Yes. The problem is some people may say it's not a real. All of them are Biafran people from different states, like Imo State, Adjo State, and other states.
You are all in Sao Tome and Principe, and they don't know the meaning of Sao Tome and Principe. They don't know that Sao Tome and Principe is a part of the old Biafran kingdom. So they don't know that the Sao Tome and Principe, where they are, came in and saved our lives during the war in 1968, during the airlift when Owerri fell. They don't know that.
But
are they enjoying?
We know that. we are not enjoying. We want to support you, but some people may not. But my and myself are supporting 100%. We know that the situation is a part of Biafra. Because even the road place that transfer the refugees from Biafra to here is still there. Well, we are knowing about that.
Okay. That's no problem. Thank you very much. Tell them about Radio Biafra in the evenings. You gather them around radio, your radio that you're listening with. Tell them that Radio Biafra is preaching the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Ask them to search their consciences one after the other. Ask them to please go and speak to their parents if they don't know anything about Biafra. Ask them to read. Also, ask them to pray to God for forgiveness. Anybody who is not a Biafran at heart should ask God for forgiveness. Because you need deliverance. Anybody who has not accepted Biafra needs deliverance. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
I will try my prayers, and then I will do something about that. And there's a phone here, wants to talk to you.
Go ahead. Give him the phone. Or her.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, good evening, brother.
Good evening. Oh, ni ile ni ha ine de gbasara ye ga ma na anyi na anya na heto yeto. Anyi na gwe onyo uchi pito gwe o ekwensu ka obu. Anyi anyi na gwe. Na ego ha ine de ga gbe ngota na o mado ojo ko. O gwani ha ine egu na ekwusi ike.
Okay, ile no mi na ekwusi kita.
Hello. Hello. We have lost them. Hello. No, we've lost them. They are calling us all the way from Sao Tome and Principe. They are calling us from Sao Tome and Principe, which is a small island where our people were airlifted from when the war was raging. And it's good to hear from them.
Yes, I wanted to come back to your Yoruba Church comment. And it's quite interesting to know, if you look back, if you do your research, Muhammad was actually married to a nun. She was a 40-year-old woman. He converted her to Islam, but she was a Catholic nun. So there is no hiding. This is why they wear the veil, because they went under the veil.
Oh, are you literally saying that Prophet Muhammad went after a Catholic woman?
His first wife was a 40-year-old Catholic nun. He converted her into Islam. His second wife was a 6-year-old child.
Amazing stuff. Please, Ikechukwu, your line is unstable. Ikechukwu Enyago, who is our coordinator in Malaysia, your line, your Skype line is unstable. You may have to call us on the phone. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is Modu Michael Chine. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please go ahead.
Please, I want to use this opportunity to thank you, first of all. I want to give my fellow Biafran citizens a word of advice. Please, we should not emulate or follow the footsteps of this stupid and so-called aged Prophet Magwaza. He's a failed man. If he's a country, he's a failed nation. How can this old cargo, old food, be telling us that we need Nigeria? How can we need Nigeria? Nigeria needs us. We are Igbos. If we remove all that we have in Nigeria is in Fugaz totally. So we don't need them at all. We don't need them. This man should be killed. If I'm in Nigeria, I will shoot this man dead. He's a failed man to us. He doesn't even need to answer any Igbo name again. Maybe he's one of these Islam or a Muslim that they are bragging. That's what I mean. The word I found out is that they are bragging. They are bragging. That's why we say this. This is the stupid people that goes in the name of Ohane Zendigo and castigate the name of Biafra. This is, in fact, I don't know what to say again. In fact, this man is so stupid. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nobody seems to be happy with him. In case people are joining us, let us go back to what Professor Nwabeze said so that people understand. When people are upset with him, the reason why they're upset, these are the people that have ruined us, and this is what they've had to say. He is a constitutional lawyer. He is Professor Nwabweze. He is a senior advocate in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. He is a zoo full of animals. He is telling us today that the apex sociocultural organization of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo has lost focus. He is telling us that Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, they are dithering, and when people are dithering, they are foolish. That's what he's telling us here in his own words. Not me saying it. It's Professor Nwabweze saying that Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo have lost focus and direction, and they are drifting. When you are drifting, when your house is burning, it means you are an imbecile. That's Professor Nwabweze, what he's telling Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo. He is blaming them for the leadership crisis. People don't know that Ohanaeze has two factions, but we'll reveal it today. Ohanaeze has two factions. One is loyal to Goodluck Jonathan. The other one is loyal to Buhari. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Azuka. I'm calling for Satima and Principe.
Yes, the line went off. Yes, give the line to the other brother. Let him finish what he's saying, please. Give the line to him.
Okay, I was talking before the line went out.
Okay, was it you? Please go ahead. You're calling us from Sao Tome and Principe, which is a tiny island that hosted our people during the airlift at the height of the war in 1968, especially Owerri children. Go ahead.
Yeah. Even if you call it the plane, the skeleton of the plane that's still here, and even this place, they know us here as the Biafran. Don't even know us as Nigerians. They know us as Biafrans.
That's good.
But if you come to this place now, you cannot say Yoruba man, you cannot say Hausa man, you cannot say it. Only you will see here is Igbo people. From the eastern region, that is Anambra, Imo, Enugu, Abia, Ebonyi. That is the type of people you will see. You won't see any. There's no Yoruba man, there's no Calabar man here. It's only Igbo people that is here. And they are known and addressed as Biafrans.
That is very good. That is very good. So what we want people to do is very simple. We want you to organize a consultative assembly in Sao Tome and Principe. Get yourselves together. Minimum of 10 people. Minimum 10 people only. And then we can register you and recognize you. We'll add your name to the list of coordinators that we have. We can admit Sao Tome and Principe as a place where we have Biafrans. If you don't have a representation, that means your country cannot be classed as a place where we have Biafrans. If there are up to 10 of you indicating interest to be part of this struggle, then you are Biafrans. So we want you to go, call a meeting, get the people together, affiliate yourselves with Radio Biafra and what we are doing, which by inference means Bile Human Rights Initiative, and then we are going and we are home and dry. Yeah?
Okay. So, who will be coordinating with now?
You will coordinate with Radio B. This same number you're calling. Anytime you need information, you call this number. Or if you like, you can get us on Skype, which is Radio Biafra. If you have a Skype account, add Radio Biafra to your Skype list. You can send us messages there as well. So, either on this phone or on Skype, you can get us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless all of you. Thank you very much. We're also reminding everyone that you can send us a text message. You can send us a text message either on the phone or via Skype. We should be able to read out the message. If you send us a text message and our brother has done so, what is your name? We want to see your name. You said your name. You didn't give up. You said just let us see if your name is here. No. He's saying, okay, Director Nnamdi, thank you. We will be grateful if you're airing our meeting so that others will join us. I believe this is Malaysia. Is that correct? Nnamdi, please, we need some Biafrans. What will cost me if I pay for it to buy Biafran flag? And we need to know where you are. Your name is Best. You have to call us back to tell us where you are and where you are based. If you're part of our people in Malaysia, then we want to know. This is Best. If you make contact with us, then we should be able to know. If you're having a meeting coming up, we know that Malaysia met and there's a video of it, and we are waiting for that video to be shown, and we'll show it very shortly. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, brother Nnamdi.
Good evening.
My name is Joseph. Today I'm calling from China.
Joseph from China. We are very happy. Did the meeting go ahead today? We understand from Tochukwu that China had a meeting today. Did you attend that meeting?
Yeah, today they couldn't call me because the last meeting I attended, I wrote my number down, but I couldn't get the same day of meeting, they'll pass information to everybody. So I couldn't get the message. But I will call them because I know the rest of our members, although I'm part of the person that sharing the pamphlet here.
Yes, because...
So, I appreciate all your efforts and all the electoral board of the Radio Biafra. I thank you, and always, since I began listening to Radio Biafra, I changed my prayer points. Even when some people say, pray for the peace of your country, or I say no more praying peace of Nigeria, but praying for the restoration of the great nation Biafra, where we come from.
Yes.
And I thank God that God has been wonders through your efforts and all the members of the board and tribal board of Biafra Radio. So my contribution, I just want to say something concerning what the child, Islam child are written and say, Allah say we can marry children Muslim, right?
Yes.
But you don't need to blame them because if only one man can marry four wives and only one person have one local government or a state as a family, so how will he take care of his child? Some of them don't even know how many children they have. So if they take the child, even the one that's unborn one, even ready to give it out in advance, unless the one that they don't even have money to feed anymore. So, I think that one should not take our time. What I want to say again concerns the Lagos State deportation of our people and other people that say they shall find Yoruba man to help them in the market. I think it's very good as those things are happening so that most of us, most of our people are still in darkness. Most of us would say had myself very huge lack of knowledge. When you have telling some people about Biafra, they're still thinking about Wazika or whatever. I told them, does it mean that God can always put people in the land? When we are telling them it's no more Masong or Wazika and his people, they say no, other people is another party, they want to form way of their own selfish interest. I told them, don't believe that. You need to listen to Radio Biafra first. The truth doesn't hide itself. So, what I'm saying is that this just the genesis concern of our people living in Lagos and even some people living in other parts of the country. Because if all of us here in China can join and support the Radio Biafra, I'm telling you, I don't think the population of our people only in Guangzhou City here is almost about how many people that live in Lagos, because we are many. But some don't care. Some don't even pay attention. But I want to let some of many of their friends anywhere you are, the reason why you see Hausa people are very fast in political or whatever it's called. Every average Hausa man have a little radio, listen to BBC Hausa. Before you know it, he will come and tell you what is going to happen in the next 1 hour. But our people always care about how many of his container on the way. The other day I was listening to a brother call from one country, saying he was, before I was importing a Belgian electronic from Japan. But now it's no more. So, our people don't care, they only focus on what will happen, but they don't have patience for what is going to happen. So, it happens that, so that those who are here can hear. It happens that those who are
who are confused can know their direction. Because the way people are building in Lagos every day, even some are byland, even sometimes when we are together or in the midst of our people, I try to enlighten some people things to do. You see it as if we are, even when you tell somebody, when you tell some of our people that Nigeria is darkness, he says he's ready to fight. You want to fight me. I tell them, what makes you a Nigerian? If we are trying to protect the image of zoo, like in Nigeria. So can you tell me one thing that makes you a Nigerian, or what makes you to bold and stand and say you are a Nigerian? And many of you are traveling with another country's information passport. And you are here claiming that you're Nigerian. Shameless people.
So, yeah, they are shameless.
We have organized ourselves here in China. And very soon, last time when we attended, I told them my mind and I really enjoyed it and I was very happy. So the person that started here, we started it together, but sometime I was a novice in town to attend meetings. But whatever it is, I will even call him tomorrow and know what is the why did he call me about for the meeting. So, thank you all. And as we are pursuing our girlfriend, and I believe that this is the time and this is the hour, it's very soon to happen. As I'm telling many of our people here,
yes.
And we need also put in their prayers. Because someone was telling about security, about our transmitter. That very thing is very, very important. Because in my dream, I saw when a white man with a kind of a country that win trophy. But when the trophy wanted to lift up, and as we youth blinded for our ride, the person that he tries to give out the trophy to us, he asked, who are the elders? The elders were there. He said, if the elders accept for them to give us a ride, and they'll give it. The experts stood and said, no, it's impossible. For other types of that dream, I want you to know that many of those people, so-called PDP and those of people and Nigerians that are Igbo, you need to fight them first. Because they are the blockage of restoration of our Biafra. But because they are written by God, no one will stand. If God is with us,
amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. That's our brother from China. Please, you should make sure, Tochukwu and the rest of you in China, make sure that everybody gets the invite when next you are having a meeting, that you invite each and everybody to attend the meeting, please. He said he attended the first meeting. The second one, he didn't get any invitation. So you must make sure that happens, please. Yes, Carol?
Yes, one thing that the man from China said, he said it's all about image. And in Lagos, that's what's happened. They've hauled the poor out, gone against the constitution, brought the forced deportations because what they've done is they've made your people now garbage to them. They put out the garbage. They've picked up and put out the garbage. They're ashamed to see it. They have to keep up their image, as the man in China said, for the foreigners to see. So they hide their. So they've hidden their garbage, their rubbish. They've put it on a truck and go and dump it in Otasia.
It's very, very terrible. It's very, very terrible. They come and they take our people and they dump them at Onitsha, which is very sad. Let's see if our dear brother is there. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you, Director Namikana.
Yes, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, can you go ahead?
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Ike Chikwenyaga, and I'm calling once again from Malaysia. Thank you for having me in today's program.
That's okay.
Go ahead. I want to use this opportunity to thank some of the Igbo organizations, Igbo unions that we've met in this country. We've met with Oro Union, Igbo Union, Okija Union, Mbise Union, and one other group, I think of Fobi social organization. I want to tell everybody that contrary to what they think about us, these people actually welcomed us like we never thought was possible. For instance, when we went to Imo Union, they took us in, stopped what they were doing, and asked us important questions that I wanted them to ask us. And they agreed to get back to us. They gave us maximum attention. We went to Tolu Union. As soon as we got to where they were doing meeting, they stopped everything and they called us in. And they were asking us questions from different angles. And many of them that have been following the program put in their support, and they were so happy about it. And I was very happy. Today again, I went with one of my brother, where other two groups went to other places. We went to see a large number of people sitting in the meeting today. And I did not schedule any meeting with them because I didn't know they were having their meeting there. I actually went there for Okija group. But when I saw them, I went there and they accepted me without any question. They were over almost 70 there and they welcomed us, accepted everything we said. They stretched out their hands for the flyers and they promised to get back to us. I am so impressed. I never knew I could get something like this out from this place. I thank them. I use this opportunity to thank their executives and their members. And I say, we are very happy for your warm welcome. We are so glad that you accepted us. And we believe that this hand of friendship will eventually bring us to where we need to go. Thank you very much. That is what I want to say concerning Malaysia. I want to. I was about to call for.
Your line is very, very bad. We are going to have to try and call you again. The line is not as crisp as it is, because what you're going to say next is very, very important. So we have to make sure that the line is crisp. So we are going to call you back. Please, we'll call you back. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. You've been waiting. We appreciate your wait. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ozoma Agomo.
Ozoma Agomo from the great Malaysia itself. Malaysian people are making us very, very proud. For every person who is claiming they don't know what Biafra is, we have 10 people in Malaysia who are waiting for Biafra to come, who are embracing Biafra, and we like that. Please go ahead.
Yes, I would like to speak Igbo because I'm a Biafra. I'm a real born Biafra. I'm an Igbo man. Go ahead. I don't need to speak English because I'm not a Nigerian.
Mr. Bwadege, go on.
Okay. Listen, Bwala Menkele, Uno, Balerem, Bwala, Ehen, Nana, Nehen, like, Nanka Moa, so Luogo Biafra, which is Okwe, Fukwe, Aketa, Ola, suffer for it. Obi, the Mo, Tonku, Kukeni, Woke, Bromna, Kanada, Hora, Yen, Lake, Yasemoke, Ehen, Mela, Biafra. Ihe m chọrọ ikwu ụlọ unu agbalịala nke ukwuu wee hụ na anyị nwere n'onwe anyị, bikọs obodo ahụ a na-akpọ Naijiria wụgwo obodo ụwa ziri ike unu na-akpọ. Adịghị m iji vayolent ịsụ ihe ụwa, if not asị m onye hụrụ ebe onye ahụ nọ si gbuo ya egbuo. Onye ọzọ m ga-emetụkwa okwu n'ahịa ya wụ mmadụ dịka Aton Zeribe, ndị ahụ akwesịghị ndị agara akpọ Biafra, ndị agara akpọ ndị Igbo. Unu chọọ ihe unu ga-eme ha, onwe ihe ọbụla a ga-eme ka Biafra nwere onwe ha, obi ga-adị m ụtọ. Ihe ọbụla unu ga-asị anyị nwa nọ na Malaysia mee, mụwa ndị ụzọ ma agụmụ ga-evolite onwe m ime ka enwe ike ịhụ na anyị lara udo.
Because Ọma, tupu gị gaa n'ihu, ị makwa na ụmụnne gị nwee nzukọ na Malaysia, na ha nwee nzukọ n'ụbọchị nke taa?
Amaamụ n'ụbọchị taa, enyi nwoke kpọrọ m na fon si m na ole gere dị Biafra masị ebee ka o si nweta ya, enye m the link. So obi tọrọ m ụtọ nke ukwuu. Amaamụ na ihe dị ụtọ ala aga na Malaysia.
Nsogbu adịghị, anyị zuru ezu na Malaysia, n'ihi na Malaysia wụ ihe a na-akpọ bekee na-akpọ flagship. Abịa na the main flagship anyị nwere Malaysia, ha na-agba nnukwute mbọ. Biko, aga m achọ ka idetu aha nwanne anyị nwoke wụ Ikechukwu Enyiagụ. Biko, detuo ya, detuo ike.enyeago. Please write it down.
Okay,
write it down. Yes. Biko, add him on Skype. He'll be able to explain to you how to be part of them. We are very, very proud of Malaysia. Even left alone to Malaysians alone, we'll be able to get Biafra. But the input of other people is also very, very important. If we can all be as credible, as formidable as Malaysia, Biafra will come before the end of this year. That's what. So go and join your people. They are there. Your brothers, your sisters in Malaysia are very strong. They bring out their wives. They don't go alone. When they're going, they bring out their wives and their children. They are very strong. Go and join them.
Yeah, I promise you, next meeting, I will be there.
Thank you very much.
I don't mind not there. I hear their father. Only one came in here, be one in any Enugu state. Chorike Luno.
Mr. Bwade. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good evening from London.
No. Malaysia. From Malaysia.
What is your name?
My name is Mofo Chris Jr.
Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting live to the whole world. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I overheard my friend when he was speaking with you.
Yes.
So I said, let me come close so that I can understand what he's talking about.
Yes.
Anyway, actually, to Biafra, excuse me.
Yeah. No. Uche, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please. This is Radio Biafra. You must start by greeting all our listeners, and then you tell us what you have in mind, please.
Of course, I want to say very good evening, good morning. To all Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world, wherever you are, if it is your evening, if it is your afternoon, if it is your morning, I'm greeting you and we thank you for all your support, your tenacity, your doggedness, and your steadfastness in supporting Biafra, making sure that Biafra is once again put on the international stage. Having said that, I just want to say two things. One is about our brothers in Sao Tome and Principe. And second one is about somebody or people suggesting that we shouldn't be talking about religion, especially about pastors and men of God who are having our people, Biafrans, as their members, as their followers. Okay, returning to Sao Tome and Principe, our brothers, we have it on good note that there are so many Biafran children that were airlifted to Sao Tome and Principe. At the moment, it is very obvious that most of them must have been old people. They may have had children. So the first assignment, apart from the 10-man committee, consultative committee, that have been given the assignment to do, to galvanize and bring together all our brothers and sisters in Sao Tome and Principe, they should also go ahead to finding out the Biafrans who have been there for ages. They are all citizens now. They may have had, in fact, they may have up to a generation, how would I put it? So Sao Tome and Principe is an example of a country where we have a very strong Biafran community. They may not be answering Igbo names anymore. They may be answering Portuguese names. So we have a very strong tradition there, I believe. And so we have to look for them. We have to make sure that they are energized, they are enlightened about the current stage of Biafra restoration efforts all over the world. So I think those contacts should be kept in constant communication and not just forming a 10-man committee. We have important work to do in Sao Tome and Principe. We have Biafran community, strong one, in a very special way there. So we are not leaving them. We have important work there. They are going to be, by God's grace, the strong ally of Biafra.
Yes, there will be. There will be. And Uche, thank you. But stay where you are, please. Do not go away. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
is Dr. Uzokwe. I'm calling from London, but I'm about to leave somewhere else now. I wanted to contribute to the discussion. In fact, the thing I wanted to talk about was regarding what he called himself, Professor Wabweze, said. In fact, I just wanted to advise that we shouldn't deliberate much on Professor Wabweze, because these men are quarter to death. He's taking all the bread from Nigeria, made all his money or fortune from Nigeria, and he's advising us to continue living in Nigeria and suffering in Nigeria. So what he's saying is not credible. This is a man that is almost close to death. I won't be surprised by tomorrow they say he's going to sleep and died off from there. But it is true. After somebody that calls himself an evil man says that the evils need Nigeria more than Nigeria needs us. What kind of stupid statement is that? He doesn't even know about what has happened in Lagos, how our people have been deported. Doesn't he know about how Boko Haram has been targeting Igbo churches in their land, knowing fully well that they are mainly Igbos? How Boko Haram targeted the bus garage just to men and kill Igbo people? And then he said that Nigeria, that Igbo need Nigeria. What do we need Nigeria for? We need Nigeria to dispossess our children from going to school because they score too much and go to federal college. They score 200, we can't get admission. You want to go and enlist in the army, they ask you to change your name to an alphabet. Is that what you need? Don't these men know what is actually happening in Nigeria? Are they so old and demented that they can no longer reach it? Well, that's what I wanted to contribute anyway. Nadi, please continue to do your good work. And we're all happy about the whole thing. And God bless you and the other members of the editorial board and all those who are actually, contributing one way or the other for the struggle for Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was our dear supporter, Dr. Uzokwe, very, very close and avid supporter of Radio Biafra. He doesn't mince his words. We like him a lot because he's one of us. He is a genuine Biafran. He's a medical doctor, but he's a Biafran. So we'll need him when the time comes. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Director. Good day, good evening, and my sister Chidera. This is Okechukwu. Okay, calling from Mumbai, India. I always call it, and there is something I want to ask. You know, ask okay, and I will even more normal.
Yes.
Director, you have been saying the truth, and I keep on honoring you. I keep on telling you, keep on saying the truth, because truth will only thing that will set us free in the other land. Apart from truth, we are not heading anywhere. So my contribution tonight is that about this all these pastors in Nigeria. Please stop telling our people. Let us stop going to church. I'm telling you, people that give us Bible to claim that we are Christians, they are the people telling us to a woman to intercept with a woman and the man start marrying man. Yes. All those things is evil. Yes. The Bible they give us is not the real of all our ancestors give us. There is a of all our ancestors give us. They call it of all chukwu abiyama. I do a man or chukwu okay kero. Why you let in here? So, kind of about Biafra, any part of country our people is, they will surely come back, I promise you, Director. They will get all this news, and this news is keep on spreading. And the people are hearing it, both life and death are hearing about this, our struggle in Biafra issue. And they don't have to talk about it, no matter what Hausa and Yoruba are doing to us. Even our people, I believe the time goes on now. I am telling you, by the time we went to eat with our transmitter, they will understand what is actually happening, because many of them are blind. Because if they are not blind, they cannot go into every day in the church and give 1 million, 10 million, 5 million to pastor. They cannot even have any single pen in their fatherland. They cannot even come to their community and gather some people and just build a factory for them where they can be manufacturing one or two things. Even these are people calling from all over the world. Some of them have the money to deal. There are scared of people in the village. And I want one day also. And I want one day also. So let's stop the step of our woman now. Even if any other village, every way, but they toy a cat and the youth who will fight against them and destroy them. So my brother, let's tell them that this is our welfare issue. We should care about our people. Let them be scared of most of all these pastors in Nigeria because they are not any pastor. Some of them are preaching against Biafra. I am telling you, I have some of them. But next time I call, I will mention their name one by one. Thank you very much, Dr.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And I'm grateful for that. The truth must be told. If you know Radio Biafra very well, if you have any sectional interest, if you have a narrow interest, if you have a parochial interest, you must know not to come to Radio Biafra because here we tell you the truth. It's not going to change. The truth will never stop coming from Radio Biafra. We'll tell it to you the way it is. We're not begging anybody. As we've said before, we are saying it that people may hear that Biafra represents the redemption of mankind, even in the entire earth. The people that gave us the Bible said he can marry another man, he can marry another woman, yet they cannot have a child, you know. They are turning nature upside down. The people that gave us Quran said he can go and take a child from the crib where the child is sleeping, from their court, and marry them, start sexually abusing a child without breast. So the two religions they gave us, there is something wrong with both of them. Then we go back to where we come from and ask ourselves, so men are lying, not the corrupted version of Arose, if Arose. No, the original one, which is the book of Leviticus. If you go there, you see it. All these things are abhorrent. They are abhorred. We don't practice them. Yet we threw what was beautiful away. It is only now we are beginning to realize our collective hopelessness and stupidity. They gave us the Bible. They said, through here is redemption. You go to Christ in heaven. Christ is the Lord, is praying to God for you. The same people, not one. In Roman Catholic churches, in England, all of them, bar none. Very, very bad for us as a people. And because we joined them, God allowed our enemies, the same way he does with Israelis, you see. When he wants to punish them, he will let their neighbors conquer them. Exactly the same thing that happened to us. How can this same God that protected us from Islam 300 years ago come now and allow Islam to ravage us, that our own daughters are running to them? And you have somebody, okay, son of Banyanaji, like Professor Nwabeze, who should know better as a professor. People should not castigate him. Just send him the link of, if you have his email address, ask him to listen to Radio Biafra. He will go to his grave early because he's a very stupid man. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting unashamedly and without compromise from London. What is your name and where are you, please?
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Izuchukwu Debi. I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
From Mumbai in India, this is Radio Biafra in London. What do you want to say?
Yes, I want to share something. I want to ask Radio Biafra Studio, is there any way Radio Biafra can broadcast in Asia?
Yes, we are coming to Asia very shortly. We are coming to Asia very, very shortly, yes. We will come to Asia, we will go to Malaysia, we will go to Indonesia, we will go to Thailand, we will go to the Philippines, and if there is space and room for us, we will come to India.
Yes. Because I want to Radio Biafra to broadcast in Asia, like Malaysia, India, Thailand. We have a very strong supporter for Radio Biafra there, and we can be able to achieve this our goal, desire.
Yes, we are going to come there to broadcast, yes. Malaysia, we must honor them, yes, with the presence of Radio Biafra. They have deserved it. We will go there to broadcast with them and join our people there. We are waiting for finalization of South Africa. South Africa, we thought we are very stable. It's not that stable anymore. We need to find out, especially with the fact that a lot of criminals are running away from the zoo and going over there. So we'll try and look into that later on. But Asia is important because we are coming. And thank you very much for reminding us that we need to be in Asia. We're going to Asia, of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I thank you very much, Mr. Anman, and thank you, and God will continue to guide you and lead you and give you more strength to be able to guide us with the Radio Biafra. And God is going to bless you. I'm very, very happy for your work, your job you are doing. I'm very, very happy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. There is need for us to go to all these places, especially Asia as well.
Yes, we need to spread the word. I was listening to your comments about the Bible and the Quran and etc. What you've got to understand is that it's the philosophy of these things that are wrong. If it's like I said today on Facebook, if your philosophy is hatred, then you're only going to breed evil. If your philosophy is love, then you're going to breed peace. I think that everything, the Bible itself has been twisted and corrupted by religions, by peoples, and that's what's led us astray. The England doesn't believe in religion anymore anyway. They do whatever. There's all kinds of religions here. So, Mr. Kanu.
Yes.
Nobody's
giving up on the Word of God, the Torah, the first five books of Moses is the correct. Even in fact, continuing even according to the predictions of the prophets, the fact of the matter remains that the truth is constant. Be it in Islam, be it in Hindu, be it in Ezioku, truth is truth. Ezioku, Ezioku, it doesn't change. It's not subject to change. The truth is the truth. Night follows day. That is the fact of life. It doesn't change. It is constant. That is how the truth is as well. The truth is constant. And I'm sure that Chidera will agree with me that the truth, as it stands at the moment, is as constant as ever. Ezioku Bundi, the truth is constant. Chidera, do you concur?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
So why are your people, because they're not mine, they are your own now. Why are your people, these people, why are they this way? Why don't they like the truth? Why can't, sometimes I wonder if there is a spirit that goes into somebody and blinds you to the truth, to the fact that somebody is lying to you. You still believe in that person. There must be something wrong with that. Means that you have the evil spirit living inside you. For you not to see the truth.
Yes, Director. And if you remember, the Bible says, lack of knowledge, my people perish. In one of the prophecies of Jeremiah, one of the reasons why God punished the children of Israel was that they were ignorant and they refused to learn. They refused to listen to the truth and all the warnings that were given to them. Another problem we have as a people is that we do not read. There are several books there for us to. I don't know, we say we're educated people, and I don't know what we read and claim to be educated. We do not read. That's one of our problems, and that is why we are ignorant. When you read and listen and hear, you learn and become equipped, because knowledge is power, like they say. That's the problem that we have. We do not read. So when someone that has read and known the truth and has seen the light, because when you see the truth, it is going to show you the way. When we listen to, when we hear someone that has read and has known the truth and seen the light, we don't believe because we haven't read, and we don't want to, we refuse to learn. That's the problem.
So you don't think that it's because the evil spirit is in them?
Of course, we are infested. Some of us are infested with evil spirits. Yes, it's that's part
sad.
Of it.
It's very, very sad. Let us see if Uche Mefo is also of the same opinion. That some of our people have been infected with evil spirits. Ajo has gone into some people. That is why when they see something that is white, they say it's black. They see something black, they say it's white. They see the truth, they want lies. Why are people receptive to Ukwasi? Uche, can you tell us? Why do people easily absorb lies than facing to the reality of the truth? Why is that?
Well, when it comes to evil spirits, there is nowhere evil spirit does not exist. But what I think is the problem of our people is that of greed. That of greed. And taking Professor Ben Mwabeze in context of what he said, if you look into what he said, Professor Ben Mwabeze may not be far away from Goodluck Jonathan's 2015 presidential ambition.
You think so?
he's been enlisted. Yes, he's been enlisted to go and wake up the Igbos, wake up their consciousness to vote for Jonathan. And of course, a liberal deserves his wages. So, it's very unfortunate that Professor Ben Mwabeze, as old as he is supposed to be an elder, We talk about our tradition. He's also an title holder. He's a red cap man.
Also, title holder in Lagos. Do title holders? How many MLs are living in Lagos? Or how many Obas are living in Igbo land from Yoruba?
Well, wherever he is living, we describe people the way we see them and what they are. He's supposed to be upholding the truth. He's supposed to be a beacon of hope to the younger generation. But unfortunately, what has divided us is greed. Greed, very well powered and wired by the northern Yoruba oligarchy, the Nigerian government. They have divided us. They have divided our elderly ones. They are our so-called leaders of thought. They have divided them. They have given them money so that when they see what is white, they say it's black. That is exactly what Professor Ben Nwabeze is doing. But the era has gone because we cannot fold our hands and keep watching them. It is very unfortunate. The what is happening to us among our elders, especially those in position to say the truth, is greed. Everybody is looking for his own pocket, for the well-being of himself and his family. Professor Ben Nwabeze is not different. But we are not going to allow these people to continue to mess us up, because they are disappointments. Professor Ben Nwabeze cannot be taken seriously. It's as simple as that. Coming to the issue of the Bible, we cannot throw away the Bible from my own perspective, because 80% of what is in the Bible is in our tradition, in our manner. It is about those who brought the Bible. We don't look at their character.
It's
we
true.
Have to look at what is in the Bible.
It is true.
So we must make distinction between those who brought that Bible and the Bible itself.
And can I help you? Can I help you? So does it mean that it is like what Wazirike is doing with Biafra? You cannot throw away Biafra because of the person that claims he is bringing
exactly.
the message of Biafra. So the
exactly.
same way, we cannot throw away the Bible because of the criminality and how can I put it, the devilish nature of the people that brought it. Is that
yes.
is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We have to isolate, we have to take those people out and uphold the principles extolled in by the Bible and our tradition. The Bible stands on the truth. Our tradition, our manners stand on the truth. That is what we have to do. We must defend that truth, irrespective of whoever is among us. We must defend that truth. Anybody that does the wrong thing must be compensated in due course. If you reap bad things, if you sow bad things, you have to reap bad. So anybody that is bastardizing our tradition, anybody that is putting us upside down, we must not from now onwards tolerate those people. So all these bad eggs in our midst, they are the people that are holding us back. They must get off the way. They must be removed.
Yes.
Whichever way possible, however possible, these people have to get out of the way.
We're asking God to please kill them. And Uche, remain where you are. Let's take this call. We ask God to remove the people like Professor Nwabeze, because they have disgraced us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, please. My name is Samuel Okoli, calling from Manchester, please.
Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra, broadcasting from London to the whole world. Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, Namdi, I would like to welcome you back from USA.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed your mission over there. And also, the best day of your mission was the day you met Radio Biafra meet Okwenche.
Yes.
You know, prior to your visit there, you have been saying a lot about Okwenche,
yes.
which I really got even more convinced.
Yes.
When the night you were broadcasting together with the Okwenche doctor.
Yes.
I was really, really, really...
So Justin Akodieze. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I was really, really, really happy. Very, very, very happy. And thank you, and may God give you even more strength to do more.
Thank you very much.
I would like to say comment on two things tonight. One, I agree with you, and the other one, I totally agree with you.
Go ahead.
The first one is the one I agree with you. It's the one I disagree with you, actually. It's regarding Wazirike.
Yes.
You know, Wazirike, we all know Wazirike it's one of the guys that started this movement together with our dear brother who passed away and was buried yesterday.
Yes.
May his soul rest in perfect peace.
Amen.
And now, Wazirike, we all know what he's turned into. He has turned into a stumbling stone towards this restoration of the Biafran state. And I disagree with you when you said, when you are trying to stop people from showing how upset they are or how disappointed they are regarding Wazirike and his actions. Nnamdi, I believe you are such a very, very good person. You don't want your hand to stain with blood. But I can assure you that you are not the only Biafran. And also, you are Nnamdi, and you are not all the Biafrans put together.
I agree.
You can go on trying to stop people from stopping Wazirike from his foolishness, but you can never achieve that, because you can only talk on the on radio, try to plead with people, with us, not to go after Wazirike. But Nnamdi, you don't even know where I sleep tonight. You don't even, when I travel out of the country, you don't know. So, Wazirike is, whether you like it or not, Nnamdi, Wazirike is the stumbling stone in this quest for freedom. And he must be dealt with. Honestly, he must be dealt with. Nobody is asking you your support on whatever, because there are people there, as we are talking, there are people there who are coming into their senses that Wazirike is actually the devil who is punishing, who is attacking us. Wazirike is actually the devil who is, you know, who is making, you know, making our situation worse. The only thing is nothing but to start with Wazirike and get him out of our way. And then all these old people like Mabweze or whatever you call them, their case will be just like you go to the market and top up your pairs you go for. That is exactly. Uh-huh. I'm not expecting you to agree with me, but no matter whatever you think, Nnamdi, at the end of the day, the Biafrans who are suffering, who do not have that your kind of patience, I know they've never abducted me or kidnapped me and tortured me like they did to you, but we all are not the same. It's either Wazirike should leave Igbo land or Biafra land and go to Abuja or to Nigeria and seek asylum and stay with his masters and continue being there. As long as he is still in Biafra land, I can guarantee you his life is not safe. And that he is the person we need to deal with. And then all these political prostitutes in Biafra land, their fate will be the same as well.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I happen to be, I'm an Igbo person, and
I am an Igbo person as well, Nnamdi.
I'm coming. I'm a Biafran as well, and I believe in our Hebraic upbringing, and I believe in the Ten Commandments. It's very simple. It's not complex. The God said to Moses, not the Bible, not Jesus, not Muhammad, not Hare Krishna. God said to Moses, "Thou shalt not kill." And "thou shalt not kill" means thou shalt not kill your own kind. Because even Moses helped to kill an Egyptian, if you remember very well in the Bible. But nobody in their right mind, if you look, even when Saul went mad and was challenging God, doing what was required, because he's going to go mad anyway, you don't need to kill him. God will set an example with him so that no other person in life will play with the name Biafra again. He will go mad before everybody. You will see what is going to become of him. Don't touch him. There's no need to touch him. God is going to deal with him as long as we confront our enemies. But one thing we are saying is that if the user was required to come against our transmitter or to fight against our people on the floor, then what he wants will come to him. But for now, I pray and I plead that we should leave him and continue our struggle. Anytime he presents his face, God will take care of him. Anytime he presents his face before us, then we'll deal with him. But for now, let us leave him so that nature, our forefathers, that the ground he's standing on, may be able to judge him. I'll give you an example in my place. When there was this market, there is this place we have, if you know Isiama Afara very well, it's near Golden Guinea Brewers Limited. It's an abattoir, Amomo Abasi, where they kill cattle in those days. A lot of women were married into my village because they would eat meat, because we used to sell cattle. We are people, butchers, that sell cattle. A few of them went and sold that place without telling the whole community. They called a meeting. We were very small. They called a meeting and said, "How many of you went and sold this place?" They said, "Oh, not us." You know, with their belligerence in those days, they said, "No, it's not. We're not bringing out the money." All the elders got together, brought out a hot drink, poured libation on the ground, and went home. Within 10 years, they were all dead. Nobody touched them. They were all dead. So what I'm telling you is that the God that governs our land is different from any other. Because where we come from is the beginning, is the birthplace of spirituality all over the world. That is why the contamination, regardless of how hard they try, cannot get into us. We are a different people. We are descended from God himself. So we say to them, "Don't touch this man. He's a hopeless case. I don't want God to say you went against my commandments, what I asked you to do, that vengeance is mine," when it comes to them. But the Hausa people will confront them in battle. Yoruba will run away because they are cowards, they can't fight. But Hausa Fulani people, we will confront them in battle. Myself, personally, I want the world to watch and see for us to reverse the defeat of 1970. God knows, myself personally, I don't want Biafra to come cheap. As I said before, and I will say it again, it is either I die in the process of getting Biafra, or Biafra will come. And God knows, I don't want Biafra to come by raise your hand up. No, I don't want that type of Biafra. I want to meet the Hausa Fulani people in battle. God knows. That is my wish. That is my only wish in life, is to meet these people in battle and disgrace them. Because they fought with the help of the British, the help of the Americans, the help of the Russians, the help of the Egyptians. That is why Ango Abdullahi can open his mouth to say such nonsense. And I will repeat what Ango Abdullahi said for the benefit of everybody listening, so that they know the reason why some of us don't want any peaceful nonsense called let us try and make things better. No, we don't want to make it better. We want to confront these people and we want to battle them. It cannot exist. They are telling us that we try to secede. They are telling us that we try to secede. This is what they are trying to teach us. This is what Salisu Lamido. Salisu. When people say, "Why do I want to fight a battle with the Northerners? Oh, did you see a war?" They're talking about that type of nonsense. I said, I'll remember what Julius Caesar told his fourth army when they went to fight the war at Bibracta in the old Germania. He said to them that the enemies think that the fourth army was destroyed in a battle before they joined them in war, in the battlefield. So to our enemies, you're already dead. So you have nothing to be afraid of anymore. That we are saying today that some of us are already dead. Because I cannot live a life in a world where I am a slave. In England, I am a slave. I'm an immigrant in England, in London. Where I come from, I cannot run for the presidency of a place I call my country. I am a slave. And somebody born from the lineage I come from, you cannot be a slave. You cannot be. It is either you are in your grave or you're a free person. There is no middle. Manage, patch. Let's patch it up. No, not where from where I come from. This is what Salisu Lamido Salisu said. And this is why I want people like me to confront these people in battle. To decide who is the stronger of the two. They have been defeated in war. Rendered paupers by monetary policy fiat. Their properties declared abandoned and confiscated. Kept out of strategic public sector appointments and deprived of public services. The rest of the country forced them to remain in Nigeria and has continued to deny them equity. The northern bourgeois and the Yoruba bourgeoisie, let us pronounce it correctly as the French will say, it's bourgeoisie, and the Yoruba bourgeoisie have conspired to keep the Igbo people out of the scheme of things. In the recent transition, when the Igbo solidly supported the PDP in the hope of a Kwame presidency, the North and Southwest treated this as a Biafra agenda. So no matter what you do, these are my own words, they will always see you as a Biafran. Regardless, regardless of how you pamper your girlfriend's child, your concubine's child is only uncle. He or she will call you, never father, because you're not the father. The same way in Nigeria, they'll keep calling us Biafrans, regardless of, even Ben Wabeze, they call Ben Wabeze behind his back, they call him a Biafran, but the old fool doesn't know. Okay, so now Banyanaji. The northern bourgeois and the Yoruba bourgeois, for those who don't want to listen, let them hear this, have conspired. This is a Hausa person telling you that you are not a Nigerian. Yeah, you're a slave. It is impossible to remain in that country. I want to confront them. Even if we get Biafra, I want these people to be confronted. Because the British will not come to their rescue. They are now killing even the British on the British streets. The Americans won't come to their rescue. The Russians will not sell them MiG jets anymore. Because if they drop it in Nigeria, we'll blow it up. We will face these people. God knows. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling. May God bless you. Thank you.
One more thing, please. There is another one. I have two issues to comment on. Another one is about the Yoruba pastors. In fact, I support you 120% in castigating the Yoruba. Calling them what they really are. Who on earth will go supporting the Yoruba pastors when the so-called Yoruba pastors, they are there when their fellow Christians are being butchered, roasted with bomb over there in the northern Nigeria. How many times have they ever organized a protest, a peaceful protest, to go down to Westminster and to send their message? Or in solidarity with their fellow Christians, what have Yoruba ever done in regard to 3.5 million Biafrans that were murdered with the help of their god like Awolowo? Have they ever even one Yoruba pastor ever condemned the atrocities committed by Nigeria government? Why would any man come on air and I can understand the brother that called just before, I don't know how many calls there were before I called, I can understand, but I want him to know that there is nothing bad in calling Yoruba pastors Yahoo pastors or fraudulent pastors. Because they are there to defraud people. They are there to extort money from people. 3.5 million Igbos, Biafrans, Igbos,
were murdered with the help of Awolawo. How many times have we read on a in a newspaper that this Yoruba pastor decided to call a spade and call evil by its members? These Eastern Nigerians, they were murdered, or what they the way they are being treated is not right. Why is it that they don't even talk about it? Is it not, what does God say about it?
Let us
have I don't give a damn about them. They are all the same thing. In fact, Yoruba pastor, Yoruba imam, they are all the same thing. Any Igbo or any Ibibio or Ijo or ethic or any Biafran at all who attempts to go and worship in their church is deceiving himself.
Of course.
Because these people don't mean any good for you. They will never. They will backstab you. Even at work, we all know in this UK what they are doing. The moment they see you, it's like, oh, he is not supposed to be here. Why should Cameroonians be more good to me, even be so brotherly to me than the so-called Nigerians?
Yes, I know.
I was raised in Cameroon. Growing up, not even understanding, the tribal situation or the ethnic tensions in Nigeria is.
I know.
Why are even some Igbos so scared to bear the name Biafra? Why? If you go to Cameroon, honestly, pick a phone and call someone who is in Cameroon, or meet a Cameroonian in London or in Manchester and ask him, how do you address Igbos in Cameroon? There's no other word. They don't even give a damn about the word Igbo. What they know is Biafra. Whether you are born in Cameroon or you are born in anywhere, the moment they see you, they know you are Biafra. You'll be telling them, oh, no, they say, no, we don't care, we know that you are Biafra. So that's the big deal. Why can't we accept who we are? All the guys I grew up with, the kids I grew up with, they know me as a Biafran.
I know. Thank you very much, my dear brother. It shows quite clearly that he is from the Bakassi region, and they are more Biafran than you and I. That is why I respect these people. That is why I love them so much. They are Biafran to the core. Talk less of the people that have the spirit, who we are born, who should be born with it. Please, Carol.
Yeah, these countries like Cameroon and this, they haven't been brainwashed. Nigeria has brainwashed everybody there. They have corrupted it. They've hid your history. They wouldn't let it be taught in schools. You can't speak Biafra. You're not allowed to put the flag up on the road. You're not allowed to do all these things. They banned it out. They crushed it. They wanted to crush it. They started crushing it before the 1966 war. They started it long before. They started propaganda saying how hateful the Igbo people are, how all these things, and then they started to crush you. And this is what they've done, and it's spread worldwide. And there's now so much corruption in Nigeria that it's spread into England, everywhere else. If you ask an English person about a Nigerian, they'll tell you they're a fraudster. If you ask an American, they'll say the same thing, because that's all we see. That's all they see. There's the corruption that comes out of there. You've got to understand that there is good in everywhere, because it's sown. The wheat is sown with the weeds. The weeds were planted within the good crops. So we cannot just say pull everybody up and out. We can't just pull all the weeds out, because if we pull the weeds out, we're going to take the wheat, as it says in the Bible. And this is what has happened. We've got so much evil sown in between all the good. But it's up to us to find these good and link them together, unite them together. And this is what we're trying to do here, is to link the good from within all these weeds and bring us together so that we can come out of the weeds.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. We are grateful. Let's try to take this call. We are very grateful for that. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are overrunning our normal 2 hours, but we will be here up until 10 p.m. London time. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Sonia Kashuku Ezamba. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, the idiot, the imbecile that was saying that they defeated us in the war, did he remember what the Alabi Islam said in his statement? He said that this war, his claiming victory, this war that claiming victory, was beaten that started the war. They say the war that was started by the colony, the British, started this war, started bombing Biafra. And he stated in that same report that the British started the war and they stated the end of the war. They opened not the war that Great Britain fought with them. The war that British started by themselves, even which they wrote here, the British started the war and fought to the end of it. Now, he opened his mouth to claim victory that they defeated the Biafra in the war. They are not even ashamed to say such a thing. A small land, the whole world fought against. And the war lasted 3 years. They should be ashamed of, he should be ashamed of opening mouth to say such a thing. Well, I don't blame him, because already, this what he has just said that it was that plan with Yorubas. Our most of our this stupid error, stupid so-called representative of
those useless
idiots that doesn't have any brain inside them but shit in their head. Those ones know about this issue. They sell us, they use us, they sign us to, they sign our slavery. Those people who say, those idiots, this man, what is it, whatever call professor or whatever is there, and the so-called and SND, all those governors, these people signed our slavery into Nigeria. They know the situation. They know the situation. And they know it, but it's not a surprise, so they will not comment on it because they know the truth. They know it is truth. They knew that Hausa and Yorubas had this plan. And the plan is that we will never be anything, we will remain a slave, they have to treat us anyhow, but we will report these people, whatever they need, we will give them. But let your people remain into slavery. They compromise our dignity, they compromise everything, and they will come out tomorrow, the youth will be defending them. They will have a talk, and those ones give them small money in their pocket that is not up to anything. They will give their life for these useless losers. I thank God for this Radio Biafra. That's why I was telling somebody, I said, listen, if you don't know what Radio Biafra is, don't call that Radio Biafra, it's a spiritual. Radio Biafra itself is a spiritual thing. It's God that planned this Radio Biafra. Because there is no other name God will create us, that God will dictate us, except through the Radio Biafra. Apart from this Radio Biafra, we will die, our race will finish. People predicted in the year of 2000, before the 2020, that the Igbo race nobody will hear about it anymore. We thought it's a joke, we thought it's something to read in paper, but exactly. It's reality.
With the likes of Ben Mwabese, even last that long, okay, son of Anyanaji, that's where we say where we come from. A wild male centipede that tunnels its way into the yam. Okay, Esona Banyanaji. That's what this is. Without shame in Lagos. Ask Ben Mwabese. Professor Ben Mwabese, you claim you educated. How many Yoruba professors are in Enugu? Professors are in Enugu? Better in Lagos. Yes. Do you know this imbecile? When they were killing our people and we were organizing a protest in London, of course, I make proud to say that the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra were the only people, the first people to organize anti-Boko Haram rally in London, in the whole of the UK. When we were here protesting, do you know that our people, we are busy protesting about fuel scarcity in Lagos, led by this monkey, this boy. When your own children are being blown up to pieces, you are busy protesting fuel scarcity. I said it in my speech I gave in front of the zoological the High Commission here, that there will be no peace. What Boko Haram has done is to cross the Rubicon. There will never, ever be peace between us and these people in perpetuity. Never, as long as man is on earth, we can never be friendly with Hausa Fulani people. for daring us, for doing this thing to us. Thank you very much, my dear brother, and may God bless you. Let us go to the line and see if we can behold the presence of the barrister and very eminent attorney at law, Barrister Imam Mezu. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing to broadcast to the whole world. But please, barrister, may I crave your indulgence and ask you to wait. Let's take this call, please. Please, Barrister Imam Mezu, remain where you are. Let's take this call, because our listeners come first. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Who is calling?
Mr. Isaac from South Africa.
Yes, please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
First of all, I would like to say about what people are saying. I would like to say, imagine the anger with what they're saying regarding you, that you want to eat money or want to see money from them. Whatever they say, they have a right to say. If they are not saying anything about you, it means that you are not doing anything. But if someone is talking about you, it means you are hitting them to the point. Because those people are talking this rubbish are the people that they are money mongers in Nigeria. They are the people that say their own right to the house of Fulani. I appreciate what everything that you're doing to rescue our country, so-called Biafra. God will help you, and will help us also. Our transmitter will come. Every today, when I went to church, I pray over it. I pray that God, if I have the money, I will do this. If I have the cash on my hand, I will not send it anywhere. I will just fly to London and get that transmitter. Because I know that is how we Biafrans are supposed to do.
Yes.
I know, but very soon you will hear my donation from South Africa.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Our people must understand that I love it. I have said it yesterday and I'll say it again. When people question our character, our integrity, our sincerity, we love it. Because what it does is that it allows us to focus our minds. When you accuse, it's very good. This is the only place I've seen in the world where you are being accused of what you will do in the future. I want all these people to go and read what is called, there's a film by Tom Cruise, it's called Minority Report, where they have people that can predict the crime you will commit in the future. So at least they're saying they haven't done anything wrong before, despite serving Biafra since 1997. I have not done anything wrong. So if I have not done anything wrong since 1997 to 2013, that is this crime I'm going to commit in the future. You believe a warrior. People are daft. So daft. No wonder Catholics are controlling us when you have people that think this way. The people that are stealing, Ben Nwabeze, who are campaigning, Wazirike, who have sacrificed the soul of the Biafran struggle to the devil by collecting money, killing their own people, you've not seen them. It is us that our hands are clean. We are whiter than white. We'll prove all of you wrong one after the other. We love it. Please keep calling and keep reminding us of what people are saying about me and my board at Radio Biafra. We love what you're saying. We love you all, and we'll bring you out of slavery into the light. We will enlighten you. We're not going to hate you, because we know that you are devoid of reason. You are incapable of reason. But we are here to educate you. Barrister Mamesu is with us, and this is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear barrister, go ahead.
Good evening, Director, and good evening to all our listeners, wherever you are. I know we are running out of time, but Director, we still have to say what we need to say. The only thing I need to say on the whole of today's discussion is the communique from Lamido, Sanusi Lamido, whatever his name is. That is communicate must be kept safe, because you'll be used in evidence. If you remember 6 months ago, I said what is happening between Nigeria and the Biafrans is nothing but simple social construction. And everything has panned out They've written it down how they deliberately stifling the Biafrans. Jobs removed, education removed, progress removed, and yet somebody will write to say to remain in Nigeria is better. That person is not only sick, but already dead. For the Biafrans to carry on suffering all the killings going on in the north, I think you just sum it up. The British will not support it this time because they have lost the British. They have also lost the Americans. You remember the guy who was trying to blow the airliner up going to the Americans?
Of course.
He was still in prison.
Mutalab.
The Americans are not forgotten. They are not forgotten. It was 4 days ago. Two Yorubas were also put in jail for atrocity in this country. Now, if they can only overlook all those things for the want of money, then today's Britain is no longer Britain. Well, we will not forget. We have all this is documented. We have the evidence to back any movement we make in restoration of Biafra. That is all I need to say. We are running out of time. Tomorrow is another day. Good evening.
Thank you very much, the very eminent brother. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, please give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you properly.
Your line is not clear. Please call us back. Your line is not clear. It's not clear at all, at all. You can call us back. Yes, Carol, I know you have to leave now.
I was chasing the Facebook. I was chasing all these new members because what I did was I went back through and I found loads of lost members and a very good one of ours that had left, and she actually was missing Radio Breakfast, so she had to come back. But this is what I've done. And I found loads that Facebook had missed, and there was other ones there, and I've requested this. And now people are just flying in. We've just gone over 62,000 members. And this is good because everybody's going back through. And I suggest everybody does it, and all the new members that we add in, because we really need to tell the whole world. Don't just add Nigerians. We need to tell the whole world how beautiful and how wonderful Biafra is and how the people are, because they are wonderful. You converted me, and I'd die for Biafra. So, come on.
Thank you very much. And you know, when white people say they will die for something, they mean it. They're not like us. They don't cheat and lie that way. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Is your line stable now?
Yes, my name is Modestus, calling from Malaysia.
Modestus from Malaysia, turn every system around you off, because we are hearing background noise. We don't like it. When you clear that noise, you come back to us, because we are broadcasting to the whole world. I talking here, man. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Azubi Gedera, calling from China. My name is Azubi Gedera. May God bless you.
Thank you, and you too.
The church is my brother.
Yes.
May God Almighty bless you.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from China.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. What I want to tell you, there is some flyers that we print here in China. They are talking about how will they send it back to Nigeria. I tell them that I will sponsor the sending of the flyer to Nigeria.
That's wonderful.
Then, I asked Tochukwu to call Radio Biafra to confirm from them who will receive the flyer there in Nigeria. I don't want, if I send the flyer, somebody will receive it and keep it as a personal property. And he told me that already called you, and he gave her the number. He said that it's a woman that is going to collect it.
Yes. Yes. It's a lady that will collect it, our sister Rita. And the work will pick it up in Lagos and make sure it is distributed appropriately. Yes.
The action lady, Rita Anubor, the action lady, you know, wherever she speaks on Radio Biafra, I do get angry to break everything I see around me. No problem. I will send you a flyer.
Yes.
Then, what I want to tell you is that continue what you are doing. We are with you. In China here, I will try every possible way to make sure that we gathered ourselves together here so that you people will hear from us. My name is Azubi Kedera Isina, aka Importer. There is nobody that don't know me here in China.
Yes, I'm very
everybody
very
tells me. Yeah, everybody knows me here in China. And we are going to get Biafra. I do believe in action. I don't believe in talking.
That's very good.
Now, I believe in
now we know that China has woken up. We know that when China comes in, we know we are halfway home. Anytime China comes in, we know that we are very close to home.
We have worked more than up. We have worked more than up. We are already here. This is a communist. It's a communist country. You know, we don't speak. We don't walk around mentioning Biafra. But I'm proud of mentioning Biafra anyway. I have more than 2,000 flyers here in my. I have 3,000 something. I shared what I'm having here. 2,100 pieces now. And I will still share it to people. Then the remaining one, I'm sending it back, sending it down to Nigeria for Rita Anuborg. I ask them to call Radio Biafra so that I will know who I'm sending it to. I don't want, if I send it, somebody will keep it as a personal property. I want, if I send it, somebody will be sharing it in Lagos. I stay in London for 14 to 1 year before I come to China.
Yes.
Then, 2 days or 3 days, on Thursday, I heard that the Yoruba people are chasing Igbos out from Lariko. Why the 100% of people selling goods in Lariko is from Igbo land? Then, Yoruba people want to come and rule Igbo. Which is not possible.
Yeah,
which
is not from. Hausas are ruling us, and so are other people. So, why can't a village person from Yoruba land, this Alhaji Oki, be able to rule us? Everybody.
Even the Yoruba, even the Lagos, the poor Igbo in Lagos can defeat the Yoruba. We can kill them and take over Lagos. I'm telling you the truth. Radical Alaba told say, all the world, told the show, with the mother, everywhere is Igbo. So we see Ojo Legba, everywhere is Igbo. You will see the Igbo, so trading. We are the developers of the Lagos state. Lagos state, the Yoruba don't have any portion in Lagos state. We can defeat them, even if in that Radical we are seen. Even whenever they are coming in group, we see children and take over that radical. We are not afraid of the Yorubas. We are not afraid of the outsiders. We depend on you. We depend on Radio Biafra. We depend on the Human Rights Initiative. When they ask us to go on action, we go on action. We are not afraid of them. They cannot do anything to us. I'm telling you, me perfectly as I'm here, before the Yoruba came here, I will kill more than 500 Yorubas before I will die. I will kill more than 500 Yorubas before they will kill me, because I'm expertise in killing people. I can kill them more than 500 or 1 million of them before they will kill me. I'm not afraid of the Yorubas. I'm not afraid of the outsiders. I can kill more than 1 million or 2 million of them before I die. In Lambe Talo, I am very happy with you. Whenever I hear your voice, any day that I did not listen to the Radio Biafra, I will die. We are with you people, yeah. Very soon you people will hear from us. We are struggling. We are telling people there is Biafra. Even this night, some people wanted to slap me. Some people wanted to beat me about the Biafra. Some people are telling me that they bought land in Ejibo. Some people are telling me they bought land in Adewale. Some people are telling me it's a swamp. They want to fill it. Somebody told me today that his brother went to Lagos and paid 1 million for Omolile for them to feed the swamp that he bought in Lagos. I asked him, how many houses did you build in Onitsha? He said none, but we have land in Lagos State, swamp. They want to fill it with 1 million naira. I said, my problem, I told him, my brother, you will lose that land.
Of course, he said,
that meaning, I said, yes. I came all of this land.
Go back and ask him about his certificate of occupancy. Ask him to show you his C of O. He has
He only pay money to the Omolile. There is people they call Omolile in Lagos State. I stay in Lagos State. I do business a lot for 21 good years. I was in Lagos State, 1952.
You see?
I'm a full Igbo man. I even live with my grandma. I do go to village. I stay with my grandmother during the time. So we have, but he only pay the Omolile. He don't have anything. He don't have any documents about the land. I told him that we are going to lose that land. In future, you are going to lose it because you are getting the effort next month. That's what I told him.
Yeah,
he
was laughing at me. He will lose it.
No. He will lose life. How can you tell a money man? You pay a money man in land you bought in Lagos State. You are a legal man. You are a foreigner in Lagos State.
Of course.
I told him that what you are like deported about 70. So we are talking about 70. They are calling them beggars. They are not beggars. They are not beggars. These people they deport from Lagos State are not beggars. They are traders in Lagos State. They deported them because they are carrying they are marketing goods along the road or what. They carry them and take them to sell and deport them to the land. They are not beggars. No, one of them is blind. One of them is beggar. They are businessmen that they took from their shops, their kiosks, and sent them back to the land and called them beggars. They are not beggars. And I said, man, they continue what you are doing. God Almighty will bless you. As you remember, my father did not even preach me about Biafra. I don't have father, I don't have brother, but none of them preach me about Biafra. But today, I am hearing about Biafra from you. I'm learning from you. I'm very, very happy to have somebody like you. If I will see a way to be like you, if I will see a way, even my son, my brothers, my everybody within me to be like you, I will be more than fucking happy. I will be very happy. I'm very, very happy with you, Nnamdi Kanu. May God Almighty continue to bless you. You will never lack. You will never suffer. You will never die. Anybody that pray for you to die will die instantly. He will never take you to see the next day. You, Nnamdi Kanu, you will live. You and your family will live. Everything around you will live. And Biafra will live. We must live and see Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. I say amen to that. Thank you very, very much. People are praying all over the world. We want to pray for Biafra. People shouldn't underestimate what we are doing. I think I've lost it completely. I said it the other day. I think I've missed it. I was so carried away by what our brother was saying. God will bless all of us one after the other. But do not forget what we are here for. It is for Biafra. Biafra is greater than everything that inhabits this earth. It is the greatest thing ever. Pursuing Biafra and getting Biafra is a direct one-way ticket to heaven. Because you would have fulfilled God's promise to allow yourself to be used as a vehicle for the fulfillment of God's promise is the highest accolade you can get as a human being. And Biafra is from heaven, from God himself. We are not going to relent that this is Radio Biafra. We are delighted today to have been joined by all of you. We love you one after. We love the Igbo people. I'm Igbo myself, so we love Igbo people. So let people not think that because of the buffoon that calls himself professor, Igbo professor in living in Lagos. Does that make any sense? You're Igbo professor and you're living in Lagos. There is no Yoruba professor living in Igboland or Hausa professor in Igboland. Ndiara. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. And I'm based in Italy.
In Italy, go.
And I'm so happy with what is going on. Radio Biafra. You guys are doing a great job. I'm so happy to be your speaker today.
You are on the line, but because you are listening to a playback on your system, there is a delay because we are transmitting. There is a delay, a few tiny seconds delay before our voice hits you. So you are listening to that voice and you're talking to us in real time, listening to us on a delay time. So you are confused. Turn your system off and talk to us on Skype, please.
Yes, please.
No. You are talking to us. Sorry, you're talking to us on the phone. Turn your system off when you talk to us on the phone.
Okay, I'm not the system now.
It's better now. So go ahead.
So I am very, very happy that my Kuri with the Radio Biafra. This is a dream come true. And I'm living in Italy. And even in the Biafra, I am so happy. But happy that we can be able to contribute irrespective where you are in the part of the world. I'm so happy. I just want to say thank you. That's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We want to acknowledge people who are adding their friends on Facebook. These are the people that listen to the call and they are responding. The very last person to do that is Joe Okans. We thank you for adding a lot of people. We know that we've been working very hard asking you add all your friends. because after tonight's program, we want as many people as possible with the email address of Professor Ben Nwabeze. We will do a disc. We will burn a disc and send it to Lagos and ask people to deliver it to Professor Ben Nwabeze to let him know what Biafrans are thinking about him. To let him know what our people are thinking about him. We must send tonight's episode, tonight's program, we must email it to Professor Nwabeze. If he's on Facebook, we're going to send it to his inbox. Where his house in Lagos, we'll send him a CD of it. So that this man, that's what we're going to start doing. So they will know how angry we are. For a grown-up man like Nwabeze that saw the death of his own people, that still knows that Boko Haram are killing us, that knows that the best thing for us to do is freedom, to be free from the clutches of the enemy. For Professor Ben Nwabeze to open his mouth and say that Igbos need Nigeria more than Nigeria needs Igbos is beyond belief. It is beyond belief. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Asuzo Chinedu Peters.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from London, Plumstead.
Go ahead, go from Plumstead in London. Go ahead, please.
I just want to appreciate what you're doing. And I've started calling for quite some time now. And your work is very, very good. And I'm very, very happy that your kind of person still exists. Without wasting your time, since I'm in London here, I am the kind that I'm not like a songs person, but I would like to meet you one-on-one here in London and share my view and opinions with you, because what you're doing can take us very far. In fact, not just very far, but if you take us to the actual promised land that we sought for.
Okay, what I would like you to do is very simple. Send us your contact details, send your telephone number. Send your telephone number through Skype. Where you're calling from, send your phone number. We'll call you to arrange something. Who knows, you might even come to the studio for us to do a program together. Try and do that. Yeah?
That will be perfect.
Yes, and we'll come from there. And anybody who is coming to London, if you have a relative, if you want to join us in the studios of Radio Biafra, you are welcome to do so. Please, come and join us. Come and join us. We welcome everybody to come. Radio Biafra is your own. You are the one sponsoring it, not us. It is your money that is running Radio Biafra. We are here to serve you. It is your radio station. If you come to London, you ask to be taken to your studio. You come and see what we are doing in your name.
Yeah, quickly, let me just put in this thing. I've been going through some internet documentaries about our people and the opinion of other people in the world about our people. Take, for instance, I was looking at a documentary made in South Africa about Nigerians to say, in quote, and one of the white people, one of the white commentators in the documentary acknowledged the fact that 95% of Nigerians in South Africa are all from the eastern part of Nigeria, the Igbos. He said we are very smart people, and we are best and very intelligent when it comes to business, and whatever we do, we prosper in it. We are like a moving train. So I was touched that people outside the world sees us that way, and I believe the people that doesn't want our existence as an entity, as a people, are afraid of Igbos dominating all over. I think that perception is has transcended the boundaries of the Nigerian entity and has gone international.
Yes.
I want our people to understand and be proud of whom they are, because the next man sitting beside you sees you as a very smart person. An average evil man is not a bad person per se. But when you deny somebody from all necessary abilities to survive as a human and live as a human, the person is left with no other choice than to do otherwise. But our people should start to embrace whom they are. When we start appreciating ourselves,
we are not losers in the war. The entire world knew who we are and what we represent. So I want this radio broadcast to reach out to Nigeria, to all so-called Nigerians in South Africa who are all from the Igbo, to stand up and be proud of whom they are, to identify themselves with whom they are. I was very happy in the documentary. They showed the Nigerian meeting per se, and the whole proceeding were just typical Igbo clan meeting.
Yes.
And I was very proud, and I'm still proud.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes.
The issue of Igbos not having the mentality of being in the Igbo land is not something we can hold against them. We are prosperous people. We move. We are travelers. We are adventurers. We are entrepreneurs. That is what we are.
Yes. Hold on. Excuse me, please, because there are a lot of people queuing who want to come in. Let us tackle the last point you've just made, that we are travelers, we are entrepreneurs, that is a good thing. No, it is not a good thing, and I'll tell you why. If you travel out as the English did, if you travel out, the English founded all the colonies in Africa, they own New Zealand, they own Australia, they own Canada, they own United States. If you travel out and control your destiny where you're going, then you're doing very well. But if you travel out and become a slave that a Fulani person can decide to kill you, if you travel out and even Yoruba that was even defeated by Benin people, you know, it's an insult for a Yoruba person to then say to you, it's either I'm your head or you go back to your village. You are not doing very well. But any day the same thing happened to the Jews. They said, oh, they are doing very well, that they are everywhere in the world. On their humiliation only stopped in 1948. Why? Because they have a place called Israel. You don't mess with them anymore. If you mess with them, Israel will come after you. Until we have a Biafra that if you mess with us, wherever we are in the world, we come after you, this humiliation will continue. It will never stop. So traveling now as a bunch of wretched people without a home, back home, mass-up and kidnappers are in collusion, kidnapping people, you can't go home. As if you ask somebody now in America, come, let's go home, they say, kidnapping or pussy go. That's the person they will ask you. So you can't even go back to where you come from. The same thing happened to the Jews. Whilst we have kidnappers at home, the Jews had the Muslims, the Palestinians, occupying their father's compounds.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you just spare me another 1 minute and 30 seconds?
Let me just
1 minute and 30 seconds, please.
Go ahead.
Now, the issue of, you made a very good point by the British going around the world to colonize. But there's one thing that they do. When they go down there, they bring all the resources back to their homeland. That is where the Igbos miss it. We go outside, we establish those places and forget in our home. That is the problem.
That is true.
We go outside, we buy land, houses, build entrepreneurs, build industries, build hospitals, make roads, affect the land, in fact, develop the city. Most of the northern cities are developed by the Igbos. In the western part of Nigeria, it is the Igbos that develop those places. In fact, everybody acknowledges the fact that in any place that you go and you cannot find an Igbo man, you have to leave that place that night. You don't even have to sleep over that place. Because when we go there, we see life and we plant life. But the problem we have is that we don't take it back home. Now, this issue of there is no place like home, this issue of I'm not going back home because of kidnappers, let me tell you, the Nigerian system, the case system in the Nigerian government, and the people, the charlatans, they never do well. They are called themselves politicians in the eastern part of Nigeria. Those misrepresented people in our political system has made the policy very bad. They are the ones that sponsored the kidnapping. They are the ones that sponsored any manner of evil doing in that place. Look at the killing of Mati, young youth, by Bakassi. Burning blood. Burning innocent blood and killing people on the street.
putting them life, igniting them with fire when they are still alive. And that cult has been emulated by people mobbing an ordinary thief for stealing granite.
It's terrible.
Now it has transcended. So what we need by Igbo is that when we go outside, try as much as possible to bring back that thing that you have back home. Because wherever you are, you should remember your home, because that is where you belong.
Yes.
So that is what we have to the message we have to send out to those people in Lagos, to those people in Kano, to those people in Abuja, and those people here in here abroad.
That is true, and we'll do that. Thank you very much. Don't forget to send. No. You said 1.5 minutes. You're now behaving like a Nigerian. You've gone over that. If you say something, try and stick to it. But of course, we did say that our app is coming out. A few people are getting agitated. Please do not be agitated. Our dear sister Rita was calling. We would like her to please call us back. Dear sister Rita called. We would like you to please call back. It's key that you try and call us back. You've tried to get hold of us and it wasn't possible. We'll try and see if we can locate you. We need to try and get our dear sister to try and call us back. Let's go to Chidera to see what she has to say. Chidera, are you there?
Yes, I am, Director.
Yes, please. I understand our dear sister Rita Nibog is trying to get hold of us. Is that correct?
Yeah, she said she wants to deliver the disc to Professor Mabweze.
Action woman. Oh, God, Rita Nibog. That woman. It will be an honor to go into battle with her, I'm telling you. She's incredible. She'll deliver it, of course. We are going to make sure Professor Mabweze gets our disc, so he will know that this old buffoon will know what we think of him, because he has not covered himself in glory. That is why we speak to him as if he's irrelevant. Let him go and emulate what His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezeozubu is doing. Let him go and learn from Dr. Dozie Kedife, a medical doctor who was operating on people in England as far back as 1961. Here in England, he's an Igbo man, and then he's this monkey in Lagos is talking nonsense, talking absolute nonsense. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ben Chukwadeuke. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, what is happening to Sweden? Are you people okay in Sweden? Is everything okay in Sweden?
Everything is okay. Yeah, in Sweden.
Go ahead.
I just want to comment on Ben or what is the issue of Ben Mabweze. If you look on his picture, you see that the man is almost 70 or 80 years old. Any reasonable man that is 80 years old should plan to go home, not staying in another man's town and saying whatever he wants because he needs money. If he knows how to talk, he knows that they deported almost 80 Igbos. I don't know whether all his Igbos or some from Benin. They sent them to Onitsha last week. He could not say anything if he's a sensible somebody. At least, as an elder statement, you would have cautioned the Lagos State government. I'll talk to them and say anything or say something in the press. But when he needs something in his own pocket, then he make noise so that people in the government will notice him and give him some money. Maybe now he's a lot of cash. That's why he wants to make noise and so that they notice him. And I'm very happy that you said that we're going to send a gift to him so that he will know that people like him is the problem that we have in the East that make us to stay in Nigeria up to today. And time will come that we start killing them by our own hand. Because they're supposed to be the guardian of the people, not deceiving people. You say that this is not good. You like for people that you say is good. That's the deceiving. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm very, very happy that this seat will have to make them anybody that say this kind of evil thing against Igbo people that we cannot stand alone. How many is Sweden? How many is Denmark? How many is Honduras? How many is Monaco? How many is Vatican City? But all of them stand as a country. Talk about us. We have knowledge. We have wisdom to stand on our own. Even without oil, we can survive and live peacefully like other countries.
that develop themselves without oil and other things, but they have technology. That was what matters in this modern world now, not oil matters. If oil can drive today, I pray that oil can drive today, that we can be free. I prefer freedom than that stupid thing they call oil. And I'm happy that CD will make it to him, and that person that messes up again will make another CD into the other person and send to them. Let them hear it, what people are saying. And time will come, we come to them. If they like, let them take all the police in Nigeria and guide yourself. One day they will come out by mistake and they will join the SS that day. Thank you very much for your good work.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We are bringing the program to a close, please, Carol. It's a good thing you've stayed with us for almost nearly 3 hours. And rather than us paying you, you are the one investing your time, your energy, your money, everything, sacrificing your family. You don't owe us anything. You are not married to any Biafran. It's incredible. It's incredible that you are doing all this for people you don't even know. We are very grateful to you and the services that you're rendering to the people. Please give us your closing remarks, please.
Yes, I was raised actually that you should always pick up the suffering, and what I've come to know, you know, I can't stand to see that suffering, so I will do whatever it takes. And I've grown to love the people, and I've got many brothers and sisters now, and I'm waiting for Biafra to be free so I can come and have okra soup with them in Biafra land. It's true. I have so many friends now waiting to have soup with me.
Yeah.
And on that note, I have to say good night. Good night, everybody. And thanks for adding, everybody. All those have gone back through, because even I missed one, and he was very important to this struggle. So keep going back through and adding on to the Facebook group, because we need to get the word out to all the everybody in the world so that you can find more people like me. All right. Good night, everybody, brothers and sisters. Night, night.
Thank you very much, and good night to you, and our regards, as always, to your family. We are very grateful. You are doing a very wonderful work for our people. And God shall reward you abundantly. It is amazing. This is Radio Biafra, our dear sister, our newscaster, Chidera researcher. You've been pushing a lot of people to add as many people as possible to the Facebook page today. Also, as Carol, we are asking people to go back to your friends list. There are those who are not there. Do not underestimate what media can do. Never, ever, ever underestimate what can be accomplished if we apply ourselves to the task of disseminating all available information regarding how we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty, because in Radio Biafra we believe in the truth, and honesty is our guide path. Chidera, please. Chidera, are you there? Have I activated your line at all? Chidera, are you there? I don't think she is. Have we lost her? No, we haven't. Yeah, I needed to activate our lines, which I didn't. I do apologize. Chidera, are you there? Give us your closing remarks, please. Your closing remarks. Hello, Chidera, are you there? No, we've lost her. I think we've lost her. We will say goodbye on her behalf. We will say goodbye on her behalf. That this is Radio Biafra. If you've joined us today, we've enjoyed your company. And we don't hate our brother Ben Nwabeze. We hate his stupidity. His foolishness is what we hate. That somebody as grown up as that has never spoken out against Boko Haram killing his own people in the north, never spoke out when his people are being deported from Lagos, never spoke out when Ladipo is being shot, never spoke out when they are confiscating, when they are seizing, when they are denying the issuance of certificate of occupancy to all Igbo landed or all landed property owners in Lagos. He's done nothing about it, and now he's telling us that we are better off in Nigeria than in Biafra. Now, if men like that are talking about Biafra, that means that Biafra is very close. But please, if you are close to the people who are in Masop, tell them to stop killing our people. Tell them to stop doing all these things, because it is never, ever going to help. We don't know who this is, but let us try, make an exception. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They have left us. It's somebody who wanted to know. It's a white person calling, so wanted to know who they are. That wanted to tell them in plain English that we are unstoppable. We have enjoyed your company once again. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, and we are hopeful you'll be able to join us again tomorrow. That this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. You must continue to support Radio Biafra. Don't say I supported last month, and I supported Radio Biafra from France. Because of that, this month is the turn of people from Sweden. No, it is not going to happen that way. You must support Radio Biafra every month unfailingly. You must support Radio Biafra because we run on public goodwill. Without your support, we cannot have Radio Biafra on the air. No media company can broadcast without support. We need your support, and more importantly, we need our transmitter. You know what to do. The donate button is there. It's not difficult. Please don't see PayPal and become frightened and say, oh, what is it? It's very simple. If you have a credit card, if you have a debit card, if you have a bank card of any sort that you can go to a shop and pay, you can contribute towards the purchase of our transmitter. You can contribute towards Radio Biafra remaining on air and expanding even more. Because we preach the truth, the enemies will run. More people will hear about Biafra. More people will be touched by the spirit of Biafra and will be free. So what Radio Biafra is doing is central, is critical to our movement to restore Biafra. So your help is needed. Don't wait. If you go to the website on the right-hand side, you see a donate button. Click on it and give us a monthly donation. It has to come in every month. The same way you go to Yoruba pastors every Sunday and give them money. Don't give them money anymore. Stop giving your money to Yoruba pastors. Give it to Biafra. And we'll go and get Biafra for you. We have a lot of things to do. Our app to come. It's coming in the next few days. We do promise you that. Our transmitter to send home. We need to restructure our intelligence service. Biafra Organization of Freedom Fighters must be reconstituted under the command of the Biafran Army. We must be ready for our enemies. It is going to cost something. The infrastructure to support our networks all over the world is costing us a fortune. Nobody will do it. As an onye ndi nro gbara gburugburu ma owu ndi nro gbara gburugburu na chendo hanche. We are not going to get help from anybody. We are going to help ourselves accomplish this very noble task. And the best way to start is by supporting Radio Biafra. Go online and make your contribution. If you want to make a contribution by whatever other means, please do so. Please, those calling, we cannot take calls anymore. We are here tomorrow, even for another 3 hours tomorrow, and every day. We don't want our brother to die, who said if he doesn't hear Radio Biafra, he will die. Please don't die. We don't want you to die, because we are here to serve you. And we are grateful to all of you supporting Radio Biafra. Come next month, we'll be able to mention all your names. Please, go and continue supporting us through PayPal. Go and continue supporting us through Western Union or MoneyGram. Anywhere you want to do it, or any of the Onurube accounts back home. We are very grateful to all of you. Thank you very much, one after the other. God bless you. But above all, God bless Biafra. Good night.
Mm-hmm. ananti okumu ananti asiliumu wenu ibi mena numu waga silili ananti asiliumu wenu ananti okumu ananti asiliumu wenu ibi mena numu waga silili.